Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Lover Entertainment here on DQ Palettes Radio. Now, before we get started, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. I also want to give everybody a shout out, you know, Merry Christmas, because he wasn't on last week. I had some issues I had to take care of, nothing bad, but certain things had to be done. It's a good thing for GQ Palace, you heard, because we're doing bigger and better things for 2014, which this is the last episode of Lover Entertainment for 2013. So we definitely taking it to another level. Like my man, the mayor, said, we're doing it hard body karate. Tonight, we have a special show for y'all. We got global gangsters in the building. And we going to play they smashing single, Hold On, and find out what's their next step in the music industry. We also going to play another single that they got out that is killing the industry real hard, called Boss of My City, featuring Maino. That's right, it's going down hard body. Also, for our special guest appearance, we have Inquity. Whoever don't know, you know, check out that song, Old School Party. Ain't no party like an old school party, because the old school party don't stop. Our special guest appearance, Inquity, will be on tonight. What we going to do, We're going to play some tunes, and we're going to get into the topic tonight, which is, what would you do if you found out your spouse slash mate was with your best friend? Your ex slash spouse slash mate was with your best friend while y'all was together. What would you do in that situation? Would you still be upset about it if you're known about it now? Or you just let it slide? What we going to do, we're going to get into some tunes right now. Then we're going to come back. We're going to bring on our first guest. I got my man, the mayor, in the building with me tonight. And he's going to be doing a hard body karate with me as well. What we're going to do right now, we're going to get into some things ourselves now. We are all good. Take us to another level. This is DC College Love and Entertainment. It's Buddy.
Go ahead.
You heard the topic?
Yeah, I heard it. If they was an X at that point, then it wouldn't really be no puzzle, man. You know what I mean? It is what it is, man. I just wouldn't rock with them, like, you know, I know, even though, you know, I had to keep them at a, you know, at arm's length. Because I had a situation like that, but, you know, me and the shorty was still cool to this day. But the dude, you know, he avoided me like the plague, man. It ain't, you know, it ain't no, you know, it ain't no thing. You know? Because
yeah,
I was doing me.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, but it wouldn't be no thing
friend.
Where it would be, like, escalated or stretched out drama or nothing like that, because I don't move like that, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you reap what you sow, that's one of them situations. That's how that go down.
Yeah,
you know, but I really
wouldn't
have no... I, my story is boring, so I'm just here going to hang out with you, man, and listen to everybody else, man, and listen to them tell their stories. My story is boring. I ain't got no really no ill situation or nothing like that, but it would be no love loss. It wouldn't be no beef or nothing. It'd just be what it is.
So if it's your best friend, and that was, let's say for instance, you know, you married to somebody, you know, blase, and y'all break up, but then you find out your best friend was hitting your wife when y'all was together.
All the time, then, you know, it is what it is. I put myself in that position. I put the crosshairs on myself. You know what I'm saying? And whatever I was doing, I wasn't hip to the fact of what was going on right under my nose. You understand me? So
wow.
I couldn't be mad. So I'm gonna be mad for. That would just make me be on red alert for the next situation.
But
you know what I mean?
I would be burnt at that situation. If I found out,
I mean, to say I wouldn't be burnt would be lying. But what am I going to do?
Even with my ex-wife, I just feel like it's a situation. It's boundaries you don't cross. Whether you know, because at that time you was hitting her while we were together.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
That's kind of hard to swallow right there.
Yeah, so it's like you were smiling in my face.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
All the
like,
time. Yeah, 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 I got you.
Meanwhile, you tapping my wife on the side, on my girlfriend. And you're supposed to be my best friend. You're supposed to be my man.
But
so it's like,
to keep it funky with you, I guess that's why dude don't rock with me like that, because you already know he got a conscience about it. I don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't have no
conscience
about it.
See, you you ain't gonna have the conscience because you was the one doing the doing. You know
but you're
I mean?
Not hearing what I'm saying. I don't need to have a conscience about it because I was doing me from the door.
Exactly.
So that's how that go down. And like I said, you reap what you sow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true. You definitely right about that. Hold on, man. We have another caller coming in the morning.
All right.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hey, y'all.
Okay.
What's going on,
see? Happy
holidays.
Happy holidays.
To you. Yeah, I want to tell y'all Merry Christmas. If we wasn't on last week, I get a chance to tell y'all. I hope y'all had a beautiful Merry Christmas. Because you definitely
hey, I was
up
alive.
This year for 2014.
I was alive. That was the blessing right there, you know?
I hear you. So, did you hear the topic for this evening?
Yeah. Y'all trying to take 2013 out with a bang.
mm-hmm.
Well, now, that situation, I would be kind of ticked. Ain't no counter. I would be ticked. You know, I thank goodness I ain't had to go through nothing like that.
Right.
But, that's crazy.
But what could you do, though? You know what I'm saying?
It's nothing you can do.
But
you
be
know,
mad.
I think like, you know, you're right. It's nothing you can do because, you know, it's already done.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I mean? Because it's already done. But it's just a
mm-hmm.
point of, all right, if you did this to me back then, what else you got planned for me?
That's
you,
true.
You understand what I mean?
If you step on my toes
to
like that,
then,
you're bound to do something different. I mean, you're bound to
rocking,
do
if you're not rocking with them like that, it really don't matter. You know what I mean?
No,
you know,
you're not the best.
They passed it. You know what I'm saying?
But it was during the time that we were together.
Right. And now it's history. So now it's like you just finding out late or whatever. All you could do is just really be mad and be like, oh, that MF did me dirty or blah, 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 blah. That's
yeah.
all you could do.
Yeah, yeah. That, basically,
friend.
You're right. You know, but it's nothing else that she could say to me.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know,
yeah,
you have to kick rocks on that one for real because I'll never be able to trust you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where the trust and loyalty is supposed to came in our friendship. And if he came at you, you should have been woman enough to come at me and
mm-hmm.
tell me, yo, tell your dude to stop hollering, trying
mm-hmm,
to
holler. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But now, if you went on with the program, you wanted it just as much as he did.
Uh-huh.
So, like you say, if it's over, it's over, but you can't come back, him or her.
But you're still chilling with your best friend, and you're just finding this out.
Well, when I find out, she won't be no best friend.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even go into the process of trying to knock the devil out of her. You know, because like you say, it's over between him and I. You know, but
okay.
I just know that he was a dirty dog, and so was she. A dirty one.
Dirty dog.
That's what you call them rotten mofos.
But what if you got this best friend, all right? And she's telling you, and she's like, well, you know what, that was back then. You know, I made a mistake, such and such. Yeah, we did
no.
it a couple of times, such and such.
Wow.
That would be even worse. You know why?
You're right.
That would be
trying
even worse, because now you got diarrhea of the mouth. Now you're going
to
tell me everything after the fact.
And then you're trying to
justify
why you're
quitting. Excuse my French.
Yeah, but you got some people that actually do that because they don't say nothing until it comes out because they think they can get away with it.
Well,
you understand?
Guess
that's
what?
What's done in the dark can be brought to life. So if you got to say that's your best friend, go ahead.
I don't know if I could hold my peace if she come out
right,
of my mouth.
Right.
I'm like the mayor now. You come out with diarrhea, you might be subject to get knocked the hell out of.
Yeah, now you want to do all the talking. Now you want to talk now after the fact.
Right, because
you
didn't have to do it. You know, you didn't have to do it. So, you make matters worse if you start running your off at the kids.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to definitely make them soup cooler swollen. Because I'm going to smack the hell out of them. I mean, I'm going to go in.
You said she's going to go in.
But, yeah, this, like I say, you're going out with a bang one on this one. Yeah.
I just feel like, you know, certain situations, you know, you should, and, you know, it depends. Like the mayor said, if you're the person that's doing the doing, then boom, you're not going to have that effect. But if you're the person that's getting the doing done to you,
right.
I think that's going to be more of an effect to you. You know what I mean? For the simple fact, you done this to me, and you're still smiling in my face.
Right.
Exactly.
But do you accept the fact of this being a close friend and they telling you what's going on, considering the fact that it happened already, but you're saying you'd be upset because they should have told you then. But the
right.
point of the matter is they're telling you now.
Right.
But what does it matter that you're telling me now? You could have kept that to yourself.
Thank you.
Because we not rocking no more.
It's irrelevant.
They're telling you now because they found out.
But see, that's what I'm saying.
You found out about it. So
but once me and him break up, but I'm saying once him and I break up, you know, her and I still cool, and then you come out your mouth with that? Oh, no. You got to get a couple of knocked out.
That's why I was screwing with your girl. Come on, son. Come on, yo.
But, you know, guys do that. I don't know if they said it back in the day that you could do that. But you know what I mean. I don't think it'll come out. I don't think it'll come out with you like y'all screwing your girl and such and such.
Yeah, man, you know what I mean. All them times when I was saying, we was just chilling together, you know what I mean? We was waiting for you or whatever.
Yeah, and he going to come and tell you, man, I've been running up in that for a minute.
Yeah, man, you know. But like I was saying earlier, you know, the dude, you know what I mean, he kind of like keep his distance, which is cool. So now I see where you really at. And it's all good. You know?
I think some people wouldn't take it to that extreme to where they'd be like, all right, you know, break down and try to break a person's jaw or slap a finger or something. But then
split the head to the white meat, hush.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying I'm totally different. On my thing, oh, yeah, it's going to be because, you know, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to think about it. I'm going to be like, hold up, all this time I was doing this, and this is a tap in my girl, and... Yeah, I'm
going to
bust
the
jaw open. It's going to be crap.
He said he's going to break his tooth.
Yeah, because
I know, I'm right.
You know what I'm saying? And the anger's gonna be in there. It's gonna be the fact that, all right, this dude, you know, you're supposed to be my best friend, my man, my 50 grand, and you're smiling at my face. Meanwhile, you tough.
You know, some double agent stuff. That's right.
Exactly. You got some cats. You got some cats that'll be like, well, you know what? What's done is done. You understand? You're still my man, such and such. To me,
we couldn't be in the same cycle like that no more.
You understand what I mean? Yeah, I thought it depends on who it is.
No, I don't care if it's been my homie from day one, from first grade kindergarten.
As far as the relationship. You know, if it's your wife, I think you'd be more on a extreme level than it was if it was your girl.
But you know what? At the end of the day, I can't just be mad at her. You know, because like I said, he was a dirty, rotten dog to even do that, and knowing that was a friend of mine. You know, but you want to test the waters to see if it was better than mine or just as good.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It takes two to tangle.
You want to keep it all in the family, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
But
you know,
got some people they like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but not me. No. I don't want nothing that my friend or my sister and nobody else close to me to have.
Well, you know, I was watching the show the other day, and the dude, he got the girl pregnant, and then he was tapping the twin sister, and then he wound up tapping the cousin, and the cousin got pregnant, and, you know,
that's a mess right there.
Yeah.
So he wasn't even trying to cover his tracks. He was just going wildly.
He was just going all out. Me and my mother-in-law was sitting there watching the group, so I think it was called The Test or something, and he was with the girl.
Oh, yeah, that show that comes on during the week.
Yeah, and then he tapped a biological twin sister, and then he tapped a cousin, and the cousin was supposed to have been pregnant, but then the cousin wasn't pregnant. So it depends on how you go about it, because at the end of the thing, the cousin and the girl wasn't cool, but her and her sister wound up being cool, even though she said she tapped a man.
Wow. No, because see, with that happening, if somebody was to mess with one of my sister's man or something like that, I couldn't bring them around when she's around. And my sister gonna always be in my life, regardless. You know, so me and her would have to like cut back, you know, unless we're in different states. But then too, what about that? I seen it on somebody's post that the girl live out of town. And the sister live out of town, but the girl's sister and the other girl was best friends. She sent a picture to her best friend of her new man, and how about it was the best friend's sister's husband?
What?
I said, now see, that's what happens. That's some of that, what is it, catfish?
Mm.
That's some of that catfish mess right there.
I know
there.
The world ain't never been that small.
Exactly.
Bomberized. That's crazy. The world. I mean, you know, like you said, Rich, man, you know, different strokes to different folks, man. Some people would accept it and some people wouldn't. You know what I mean? But it just depends on how you rock, man. You know what I'm saying? If you find out after the fact, what you really going to do?
Right. But then if you going out there laying up with Tom, Dick, and Harry and Sue, Jane, and Sarah, then, you know, you bound to find something out.
That just makes it rough for the next one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, you're going to be on some enemy of the state stuff with them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it like you said, man, it depends on how you approach it and how you take it. You know, it might hit you like a ton of bricks, but then it might just slide off your back, man, you know what I mean? Just keep it moving. But, in that time, in the meantime, there had to be some kind of signs or something, man. It had to be some kind of something that you just wasn't paying attention to because you was busy doing what you was doing. You heard?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it ends up like that. So, you know, more power to you. Rock out. You know?
Yeah, I
mean, would it be the same thing? Would it be the same thing if, like, just say, for instance, one live in one state, but, you know, you all were best friends growing up, and you you live out of town now. Would it be the same thing if they was doing it?
I mean, if you live out of town, all you putting in the mix is out of town. It's the same situation. The only thing that doesn't make it 100% twin is that the people are out of town. So what are you going to do?
Well, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, it all adds up to how you react to it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's your reaction is what's going to dictate the next move. Either you're gonna be mad at the dude, you're gonna be mad at the chick. Somebody's gonna feel a wrath. And how you choose to let that come down is on you.
Yeah, that's true.
You know
that's
what I'm saying? True. So I mean, you know, it's a good question. You know what I'm saying? And it's a question to ponder. You know what I mean? But I just, as far as me and my circumstance, I just think that, you know, just win some and lose something, keep it moving.
Right.
You know?
It's hard to keep something moving like that. Because you got this best friend that you don't told everything to, you know, such and such, or whatever, that's the right move. You understand? That's been, that you felt was there for you. You understand? This best friend, pretty sure, you know, you told him when you broke up, how you broke up and everything, but the best friend never gave that point across like they was doing something. But then when you find out about it, it's like, all right, you know, it makes you want to beat down a best friend and still go slap your ex.
Well, I don't know about all that, because it just says to me, if you didn't know what was going on right in front of your face, then, you know, you gotta wake up. You know what I mean? And it's just the thing where I don't feel no way towards nobody. It's just I see how you are.
Right, and I just stay away from that. Right.
And right, because if you be like that, you're going to do the next person like
Thank
that.
You. Thank
so
you.
So that's all. That's an easy one.
Yeah. I mean, that same one that you was caught, that you ended up messing with, she or he going to do it to another person,
uh-huh.
too. So you so
going to keep
karma.
Just keep the line moving. That's all.
Karma going to come back to you.
Until, you know what, until somebody reacts the wrong way, when they receive that news, you know what I'm saying? I might not react in a violent way, but the next person might just tear your head off.
Or take you out.
You know what I mean? So it is what it is. So, you know, I can't be mad.
Because eventually you're going to run into that one that's just not going to have it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's sad to say, but some people can't take pressure like that. I mean, you know, to them, you know, you did them dead. Yeah, you did dead wrong, and they may end up taking you both out.
Mm.
You know, because it has happened. You know,
sometimes you get mad, you don't know what your reaction is gonna be.
That's true, and you don't, in the state of mind that you may be in, shoot, you could be on something or drinking or something. You get to thinking about that thing and see them people in a club or bar where you are, you don't know what your reactions would be. I remember when that itch did, I mean, just end up flipping out.
Mm.
Yeah, but I ain't going to go that far because ain't nobody worth, like I said today, when you love me enough to want to kill me or hurt me, just leave me.
Mm.
You know, seriously.
That's what it is.
Some people don't think like that. Some people take love as a real serious thing. You know, that's how my daughter's friend got killed. You understand? It was all on the news because she didn't.
Like,
she didn't,
if I can't
what
have you, can't nobody have you. What?
And that's what he told her. And that's exactly what he told her. And they didn't take it seriously. He wanted to kill her.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy, so, dude. You
know, yeah, she was only 23.
Yeah, I remember that. I mean, I, like you said, now, that's like what that crazy man the other day that threw his son off the 52-story building, and then he jumped because him and his wife was going to get ready to go through a divorce.
I didn't hear about that one.
If you watch the news, you would definitely hear about
it. Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah?
His 3-year-old son, his first visit unsupervised, and that's what he did. I think it was like a day before Christmas.
It wasn't none of us, thank God, but it was just a situation where You know, like you said, if I can't have you, nobody gonna have you, and they just went, you know, took the the crazy way out. You know?
Yep. You know, he didn't want her to have the little boy, you know, and so he couldn't have her and him. So you weren't gonna have
what
him.
They used to say, what they used to say? I bought you here.
I'll take you out. Yeah, because my mom never used to tell us that all the time.
They used to write that on the ceiling in the crib.
I bought you in this world, I'll take you out of it.
That's right.
My lines are getting flooded. So, people, if you want to join in a conversation, the topic is, what would you do if you found out your ex/spouse or mate was with your best friend while y'all was together? If you're on your PCs, the number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air. If you're already on the air, on the line, and you want to join in the conversation, just press 1. But, I mean, it's something deep to actually think about, though, yo. Because, I don't know. I don't know. I can't even say I've never been in that situation. Because if it did happen, I still don't know nothing about it.
You wouldn't be here right now. You'd be on Michael somewhere.
Look, yeah, he might be here, but
calling it from the jail phone. You know what I mean? So, you know, and I ain't got no money for your commissary, my G. I'm going to tell you right now. I ain't got no money. I got to buy me some baseball cards and all that. But, man, you know, like you said, Rich, man, you know, open up the line, man, get some different responses, man. See how, you know, people, see how there's a different take on it.
Hold on, we have another call on the line. Mm-hmm. Hello, caller, are you there?
Excuse me.
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
How you doing?
All right, and you?
Good, good, good. So I have a story.
Right.
I have a story. My name is Kim.
What's up, Kim?
Oh, right. Yeah, and I have a story. I have a story for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When I was younger, I was dating this guy, right? We were young, you know, young love or whatever.
80s young, and, 90s young.
Oh, like 90s. Mm-hmm. 90s young. 90s young. But, you know, couldn't tell me that we weren't in love, you know. We were in love. Like, no one could say anything different. So, long story short, when I met him, I was actually pregnant, okay, with somebody else's baby.
Ooh.
And, yeah, and he stepped up and was like, oh, you know, I'm going to help you, this, that, and the other. So, long story short, as, like, time went on, we were dating, but it was a whole big thing because, you know, he was a different race than I am, you know. So back then, you know, some of the, I must say, the African-American people, you know, the younger generation was like, oh, we're not having that. There's no way you're going to be with him and you didn't give anybody else a try. So they used to beat him up, like literally beat him up. Every time, like, this one group of kids used to see him, they used to literally beat him up. So it is. So the messed up part about it was I said, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop dealing with you because I feel bad you keep getting beat up. Like,
save your life.
You're getting beat up all the time. You come into the house with the bumps and bruises and stuff like that. You know, they're beating you up. I used to live down this long dirt road. And it seems like they would catch him right at the head of the road on that main street. And every time he'd come to the house, he'd be riding his bicycle. And he comes to the house, just got into a fight. Now, he couldn't fight. I said he was of a different race. He couldn't fight. So, therefore, he was just getting beat up, you know, like constantly, okay? I mean, imagine being in the house and somebody comes to the door, knock on the door, and they got a busted lip, and they're all bruised up, and the clothes is ripped and stuff. And you thinking that the dog's done got to him, but really, it's this group of kids.
Mm-hmm.
That kept getting to him. I said, you know what? I'm going to slow down a little bit. I'm not really going to deal with you too much. If I'm going to deal with you, it's not going to be out in front of people because, you know, you're going to get killed messing with me, you know? And it wasn't that, you know, I was messing with different people. It was just like in the 90s, it wasn't really acceptable, you know, for the interracial dating.
Right.
Especially for the younger generation. The younger generation, you know, they're starting to feel themselves. You know, we were teenagers, and they all wanted to fight. So long story short, so I, like, stopped dealing with them, you know. I slowly but surely, like, I leaned away from them a little bit. So a year had went by, and I started dating this other guy in a different town. So I ran into, like, all these problems or whatever at home, so I moved away. So long story short, when I moved away, I come home to visit my mom one day, and my sister and this guy is laying up in the bed. My ex.
The one who used to get beat up?
When I tell you, how this like, yes, the one that kept getting beat up.
He got some karate lessons or something.
Something, okay? So, so when I tell you, they're laying in the bed chilling, you know. So I'm in shock because I couldn't believe that my sister would, you know, would do that. And then I knew that he would because he, you know, he just wanted some brown sugar. So it really didn't matter,
right.
You know.
And he went through hella high water to get it too, didn't he?
Right, you know. So,
did she know about you and him though?
Of course she did. We were in love, okay? We were in love. And she was there when he used to come to the house, you know, all bumped and bruised
you
up and
was
stuff.
In love.
You know. So look, I had the promise ring. I had, when I tell you, he took very good care of me. I had everything.
I bet he did.
He did.
Take them
as
he had to.
What's the eye jab he's healed up? He was, you know. Y'all take
so
care of his boo.
So wait, it gets better. So, you know, I didn't put my hands on my sister initially. You know, I was like, you know
initially,
what, you're thirsty.
Okay,
this
is going to get
you know,
good.
You're thirsty. You know, he's thirsty. I'm going to leave it at that. So I said, you know, there's this thing called karma, you know.
Right.
And some people are familiar with this. Some people are not. Well, my sister was a hoochie mama. Like, she slept with everybody, okay? And if you had a pulse, you can get it. She was like that back in the day.
OMG.
Very talented. Very talented sister, okay? So she gets pregnant. She tells him it's his baby, okay? Now, the baby comes out. Now, I said he was of a different race, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, baby comes out just as black as pie. Like, there's no signs whatsoever. There's no head. There's no nice hair. There's
no
yellow
blue
skin.
Eyes. Pretty nose.
So look, I said it was this thing called karma, right?
Right.
So baby comes out. My sister names him. Names the baby right after him as a little girl, right after
what?
Him and everything. He just knew he was the father, right?
Mm-hmm.
So word around the town was, you're not the father, you know, but that's what you get for messing around with, you know, the sister. You know, you thought you was doing something, you know, but really you got played. So he's spending all his money taking care of this child, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say the baby turned like 5 or 6. And when the baby turned 5 or 6, he's doing his thing now. My sister's doing her thing, you know, still mastering the mind of different things, you know. So not settling down. Well, his mother says, okay, that's not your child. You do know that, right?
Wait, 5 or 6 years.
So he was like, no.
Say it again.
5 or 6 years later?
Yeah, 5 or 6 years later. His mother says,
wow. Yeah,
that's not your child. You know, do you know that that's not your child? So he kept saying, yes, it is. You know, everybody's mad. You know, they hating on him, this, that, and the other, you know. So I'm a fast forward till about, the child is about 12, 13 years old. The child now lives with him, okay? Child's living with him.
Wait. I want you to hold on for 1 minute. I just want to bring a caller on, but I want you to finish the story, okay?
Okay.
Hold on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Happy holidays, guys.
What's
happy
good?
Holiday.
All right. That's Kia. Kia, I want you to hold on for a minute. I just didn't want to leave you on pause to let you know what I forget about you. I want Kim to finish the story. Go ahead, Kim.
I'm be quick.
Ahead,
so the end verdict of the moral of the story was this, okay? The child, when the child turned 10, the child was living with him, okay? The word around the town got so bad that he moved away to another town, you know, where, like, the richer people live, okay?
Uh-huh.
So now he's living out in the Hamptons, living life good, raising my, you know, my niece. So what ends up happening is my sister gets on her feet. Now she decides she want to get married. And she tells him, I want my daughter back now. So my niece comes back with my sister. And now this guy's getting married. My sister's getting married. I go to my sister's wedding. I wasn't in it, you know, because I still wasn't feeling her. So I go to the wedding. I see him at the wedding. I see the girl that he's engaged with at the wedding, and my sister puts all of us at the same table together trying to be funny.
Wow.
Yes.
I would have loved to be the spoon on that table. Listen to that conversation.
Listen, if this baby was that black, they must have gave him brain damage when they was beating the devil out of him when he was coming to see you.
So look, we're all sitting at the table, and I have my daughter at the time, and we sit at the table, we're all eating and stuff, and he's like, you know, can I talk to you for a minute? I'm like, no, I'm busy, you know, no. So my brother says, yo, why you keep trying to talk to my sister? Like, that was a long time ago. He's like, no, you know, I see she's not engaged, you know, so I'm interested, you know, I miss her. You know, that was my first love. So I told her, listen, tell this guy, I said, please leave me alone. Like, leave me alone because I'm going to have to put my hands on him now. I really am because I'm no fool, you know. That was old news. So long story short, after I see him at the wedding and he tries to talk to me, my sister's trying to tell me, oh, well, you know what, he's a good guy, this, that, and the other. I'm like, yeah, but that was your sloppy seconds. That was my sloppy seconds. And now you expect me to talk to him? No, it doesn't work like that. Like, come on. So then I yell and scream at her, and I want to put my hands on her now because she must think I'm Boo Boo the Fool. I was with him. Then you was with him. Said you had a baby with him. And now all of a sudden, because he's a good guy and he has all this money, now you think I should be with him.
No.
What sense did that make? So, yes, that was my story to go with the topic. But a true story, but my name is Kim. But.
All right, Kimmy.
We have Kia in the building. Hello, Kia, are you there? Hello, Kia, are you there?
Hey, guys, I'm sorry.
Hey.
Did you have a topic for this evening?
No, I was just listening to Kim's whole story.
The long story or the short story?
I was thinking both short story and the long story. Hey, man, happy holidays.
Hey.
She said hi, Maya. Happy holidays.
Hey, how you doing?
I gotta get like Martin right now. When you come on the show, you address the host. You didn't say, hey, make money, happy holidays.
No, she said, happy holidays. How you doing?
I had to say happy holidays to my favorite sports host first.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And you better check in the bar at 12 o'clock. It's going down.
You know what, Maya? You know, my line is running, so blast this thing out right now about tomorrow.
Huh?
Blast it out right now. My line is flooded about tomorrow.
All right, listen. It's going down, man. We couldn't squeeze it in Tuesday because, you know, Tuesday was Christmas Eve, and this Tuesday coming up is New Year's Eve. Happy New Year to everybody. So we got to slide one in, one last one in for 2013. It's going down after further review, year-end wrap-up show. We're going to do our thing like this. We're going to talk about, you know, like, along with the usual stuff, the football picks and all that, you know what I mean? We're going to talk about the game of the year, you know what I mean? The team of the year, the player of the year, and we're going to do our special after further review caller of the year. So it's going to be a live show, man. So Dot X is going to check in for Brand Nubian. General Steele from Boot Camp Click, he's going to check in. I got a couple other special guests. So I know it's going to be hot, man, from 12 to 3. GQ Palace Radio, you know the math, 646-200-3838. It's going to be hard body. It's going down for 2013. So, after further review, get end wrap-up show. It's going to be real good, and that's what it is, man. So we're going to rock out tomorrow, man, on Saturday, man. You know what I mean? The last time we did a show on Saturday was about this time last year, right? Because we had my man from St. John's was on. So make sure you call in tomorrow, 12 noon. All your Christmas shopping is done, so I want to hear all that. The turkey's gone, so that excuse is dead. Know what I mean? So let's wrap up the year, man, and end the year on a good note, man. TQ Palace and all that, man. Shout out to everybody, man. So that's what it is. It's going down tomorrow, man, 12 noon to 3 o'clock.
No doubt.
That's what it is.
Now, Tia, I want to give you the topic.
Happy holidays, Rich. Happy holidays, T. And the rest of thank you.
All right. Thank you. Tia, I want to give you the topic.
To
hold on for a minute. We have another caller coming on. Hello, Barry.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Hey,
Barry.
Barry in the building. That's good.
Now, Kia, let me tell you and Barry the topic, and, you know, if you feel you want to, you know, go ahead on to it, you go on to it, because Barry wants to come to me as well. Now, the topic is, what would you do if you found out your ex-spouse slash mate was with your best friend while y'all was together?
I'm sorry. I'm with this team. It's going to happen to me, so I don't think I even... like I said before, we had other topics. I'm going to jail, so I'm going to jail.
Applaud that. You keep it up 100. Applaud that.
Because I'm already going to jail. The doors are already closed. I'm going to jail.
Get the bail money ready.
Remember, that's your ex-spouse. You know,
I don't care.
Your best friend. Wow.
I don't care.
So you
said she's going to
jail. Even though it was your ex-spouse.
Do not pass go.
Because you don't do nothing like that, Rich. You don't do something like that.
Well,
that's not
going to
work.
If do something, either somebody going to get, you know, of course, you can slap them if you are. They're going to press charges, so I know I'm going to jail. So that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
well,
stop.
Barry, what would you do in that situation?
Hey, what would I do? For jail.
I would just walk away because, like you were saying before, karma, it'll come back to them. Whatever goes around comes around. That's 1,000%.
You ain't going to get no cheap shot in there, right?
Okay. No, because why go to jail for somebody else's stupidity?
Right. I hear you.
I still stand firm with I'm too cute for jail. I'm just saying.
I look at it like how Barry looked at it. You know what I'm saying?
Because
I'm going to be locked up, I'm still going to be rocking.
For jail.
They're going to be rocking regardless.
You know what I mean?
Hold the line. We have another call. I want to bring them on. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Happy holidays, T. Happy holidays, Mr. Mayor.
Hey, happy holidays.
This is Tashi.
All right, what's good?
Wait. See, I got to tell you the same thing. You address the host first.
I did, didn't you?
did you have a topic for this evening?
Yes, I did. And I wanted to say, Kim, your family is wild.
That's off. Let me tell you.
Money and
you
the
say
family.
This,
just keep
look,
the money
do you know how to
family.
Say dysfunctional? Dysfunction, no. Okay? Dysfunctional completely. I would love to treat them in.
It's a diss of dysfunctional.
Oh, definitely. If you had a kid by him, I mean, what would your kid and her kid be together?
They be sister cousins.
They be sisters, Dylan. They be sisters. They truly be sisters.
They be sisters.
But you know what?
Yes.
It does happen a lot, though, because
yes,
it's a similar
does.
Situation
yes.
at my job with this
yes.
young girl, and she's having a hard time dealing with
man.
It.
Okay, what
yeah. having a hard yeah. time dealing with it.
I know two sisters that have kids by the same man. So, yes, it does happen.
But it's dysfunctional, girl. It is crazy, let me tell you.
So what would you do in that situation?
But if I knew that my man was with my best friend, too, I would just leave the both of them alone because neither one of y'all told me. I mean, both of y'all are liars. So if they want to get with each other after that, they could do their thing. I would just leave them alone.
So you want to feel
how
that type of way?
A family function?
Get out of here.
Of course I feel the way. But what could I do about it? It happened. They was together. I feel the way. Now I know that these are two grimy people that I need to get out my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right, but how do you handle a family function, though, when you get together for the holidays and stuff?
I'd have bought them dudes from
the
top of the hill.
Yeah, I would have to really threaten him, like, don't ever say anything to me. As long as you see me in life. Because to me, that's like saying that y'all are whores or something. Like, I can go back and forth between sisters and y'all
right.
allow that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's like you're playing me like a hoe to even even
right.
talk to me after you like
date
you with my sister.
And today they ain't down with the swirl.
Yeah. But please, black men will come into if they can. Believe
that. No, that's right. Hey, it happened.
Yeah,
well,
man.
Yeah,
I know a black guy that did it, and he's proud of it. I know a black guy that did it, and he got both the kids, and he don't care. He's like, it's a notch underneath his belt that he was with both sisters, you know?
Exactly, exactly.
So family functions, he gets to go to the family function and look at both the sisters and reminisce on what he used to do. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy. And that's an African-American person.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How the rest of your family feel about that? They don't want to be killed. They don't want to kill him when they see him, like your brother or...
But let me tell you.
I got some nerve.
Let me tell you. Because, see, the end result, the end part of the story was that even though my sister messed with him and lied to him and told him that was his baby, it wasn't his baby. So now he's, like, no longer in a picture unless my niece calls him, like, all right, I need some money, you know. And then he'll give money.
So
but
he only served one purpose now.
Exactly, but that's the same purpose he saw before, was money. You know, he had money. So because he had money, it was like, all right, my sister was like, all right, it's golden. That's my meal ticket right there.
He should have paid them dudes to keep them off his behind.
But I'll tell y'all, just imagine an episode of Martin, you know, where the guy is all beat up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was bad. It was bad.
She didn't want to mess her sister wedding up.
Oh, okay.
No, you see, you know what? Let me tell you.
Then everybody else would have been on 10, and then everybody would have wanted to jump him at the wedding. That would have just been a mess.
Yeah, that would have been ugly.
But that's why, like, in certain situations, you handle them accordingly, you know.
Definitely.
There's a time and a place for everything. And to me, I'm not hurt by it, you know what I'm saying, because I moved on.
Mm-hmm.
I was disappointed,
right.
in my sister that she would even do it. But
I wouldn't
put my hands on, either one of them unless they, tried to get, slick out the mouth or something. Then I would put my hands on them. But otherwise, at where I am right now in my life, I could see my sister and just say, okay, listen, my husband is not going to be nowhere near you because I know how you get down, And if I walk in a room and you got a black eye, then I understand why.
But see, that's what people don't understand too about siblings. Like, you can love them, but you don't have to like them. You don't have to like the way they live their life or like the way they do things. You gotta love them.
That's
your mother,
right.
your sister,
that's
or whatever.
Right. That's
but
true.
You don't have to like what they do.
That's right.
Right.
And my sister, she does her thing. You know what I mean? And I love her to death. You know what I mean? That's my big sister in the whole nine. But when she gets, when she put the nipple to the bottle, I don't feel like being bothered with her. I'm not talking about she drinks a lot.
Uh-huh.
And you know what I mean? So how she lives, I don't really like being around that.
She's cool as a fan,
but until when she get that alcohol in her system, she turned into another person. I'm gonna tell you from the door. I don't want to be bothered with you.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? But that's just me. That's just me, I'm just saying.
So wait, how did you get past the situation, though?
Me?
Yeah. It was your sister.
because it wasn't love, you know? Like I said, like the beginning part of my story, I said, we were in love, this, that, and the other. It wasn't love. I was 16, 17 years old. What did I know about love? I knew that he took very good care of me. I knew my mom ain't have to get nothing. I know that, I was already pregnant with somebody else's child, and he came in and stepped up and helped out like it was his child. You know, I didn't know nothing about no love, so it was more like, all right, it was puppy love. It was something that was there at that moment, but as the years went on,
family to be in.
I just looked at them like, damn, like, are you kidding? And then I look at my sister now to this day like, are you even going to admit to him that that's not his child? Are you going to do a DNA test? Because I knew when the baby came out that it wasn't his. But she kept lying about it. Like, that was the family secret. The family secret was, this baby got his first name and last name, but this baby is not his.
Wow.
And I moved away from it. I moved away from it.
It doesn't hurt a child in the long run.
But, it did affect her.
it did affect her because where we're from is a small town, and everybody knew
and
about
everybody,
it. And,
wow.
And everybody knew who her father was. When they looked at her and they looked at this guy, they knew exactly who the father was, you know. But my sister never admitted, like, this isn't your father. You know, this guy over here.
A low-down, dirty scoundrel.
You know.
Right. My sister's
like that. She's just grimy like that. I mean, she got a husband now, and she's still doing dirt in the streets. You know, you mention her name, and they
exactly.
can tell you
that's her life. Yeah.
If you mention my sister's name in a small town where we're from, if it's a guy, he'll tell you she can rock the mic real good. That's what they'll tell you. That's how she gets down. I told you she was trying to master the beat.
You better make sure you keep your husband away from
her. Well, he don't play. Listen,
he's just never been told the right thing. She's never been told off the right way.
Let me tell you, she got told the right way. She got beat up the right way by other people. But you know what it was? I came to the rescue at all times, and now I'm not out there. I don't deal with it. Like, all right, if you're messing with this person's man, then that's on you. When they come to you, I hope you can fight. Because back in the day,
you better go get the
dudes
from up the hill. I know they're ready.
Them
go get the homies from up the hill. I know them cats is ready. Hard body. They ready.
Get the dudes from up the hill.
You better go get them dudes.
Now, before we get back,
I know mine not
going to
be around, that's for sure.
I gave Barry my word. Now, Barry, you had something you wanted to ask the mayor, right?
Yeah, mayor, you know, mayor, you sound like Red Alert. You know that, right?
I sound like Red Alert? I'm gonna sound like Red Alert tomorrow, man. 12 to 3 o'clock, man.
Oh, listen. This it's I'm going
down.
To. Okay, I'm going to Notre Dame Rutgers, and that's from 12:15 to like 3:15. So
okay.
I just want to say something real quick that them cowgirls they got away with stuff.
You know what?
Cowgirls. It's a win-win now. If you lose, there's no excuse. That's the same girl.
Okay,
you know what
I'm going to do right now? Mayor.
Yes, sir.
I'm waiting for him to call it. I'm going to let you handle your cowgirl situation right now.
All right.
You're going to let... Listen, to the listeners of GQ Palace Radio... You're going to let me handle my cowgirl situation right now. That wasn't, that didn't come out the way it was supposed to come out. That's all I'm going to say to that. So, Barry, what's good?
What's up, man?
Homeboy said something about the cowgirls, right?
Yeah,
cowgirls,
man.
I know he wanted to talk to you about the sport. So that's
okay, all right, there you go. All right.
Hey, no more.
So, Barry, man, and you know, it is what it is, man. They got Kyle Orton, you know what I mean? The Cowboys got Kyle Orton. You know what I'm saying? To do what they got to do. But listen, here's the thing that's bothering me.
Okay.
And I don't know if you heard yet. Peyton Manning don't have 51 touchdown passes.
No, what happened?
The 50th that Decker caught?
Right.
It wasn't a catch. But they can't do nothing about it now.
Oh, yeah. That's when he was bobbling in the end zone, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That shouldn't have been a touchdown. But anyway, that is what it is. I'm with the Cowboys on Sunday, man. Cause I had the Cowboys to go to the Super Bowl.
See,
so
it's win-win now because if you win, you made it. If you lose,
I'm in the playoffs. That's all AT. That's all I got to do. I'm sorry, T. Love is love all the time, but the Cowboys gonna do it.
You're gonna
not,
do it, right?
Not.
I'm gonna call in from the football game because I'm going to Notre Dame
do.
Rutgers. I'm gonna call in, man.
That's a good look, man. That's the Pinstripe Bowl, right? Yankee Stadium, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
No doubt. I got Sadat X calling in tomorrow, man, and General Steele, too, from boot camp, man. So it's going down, man. So I would appreciate that, man, if you called it from the game. That'd be a good look.
From the game, but I'm going to call it all the time because I really enjoy myself, and you guys are really cool.
I appreciate you, man. We try to do that, man. You know what I mean? So that's what it is. You know
it's all
what I mean?
Good with the season and stuff, but it's just always hype with the Cowboys, and there's no hype with my Giants or Steelers, but the Cowboys.
There's no hype
the Cowgirls,
with the Giants. Well, we already know the story about the Giants. We won't get into that.
I do like Garrett. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, I ain't going to talk about the Steelers because I don't want Kia, you know she's ready to go to jail. So I ain't going to say nothing too slick about the Steelers because Kia ready to go to jail, son. So I ain't going to say nothing too slick.
I'm saving myself for tomorrow. I gotta
That's right.
To
That's
Sunday.
What it is. It's going
three
down tomorrow,
teams,
man.
Three teams lose this Sunday so we can get this 6 seed. So I'm concentrating.
That's right.
Concentrating.
Hey, she holding out hope like Gilligan in them.
No, I'm not. He still is getting
it
going.
He was waiting to get off the island like a mother.
We can get it. I need the Jets to do what they need to do.
Hey, if the Steelers get in, they going to the Super Bowl. You're talking about
Steelers. Hey, I'm scared of that, though. I'm scared of that, Barry. If the Steelers get in, man, they might end up going.
Right, because
they might end up going, man.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the
key in the AFC,
it just works
man.
Out like that. But I got the Cowboys, man. I had the Cowboys, and I'm going to ride out with them. I'm not
well,
like, I'm not,
go
I'm not one to switch my picks.
You going
to
ride
one at a time.
You gonna ride in with them too?
Yeah.
But they ain't gonna do nothing.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So I'm not really a sports fan. So is the Cowgirls going against the Eagles or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Okay.
Listen, I want y'all to hold the line for 1 minute. We have another caller. We're gonna bring them on real fast. All right.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am in the building.
All right, did you hear the topic for this evening? Then I'm going to tell you the topic. Then the mayor's doing his thing right now with them. I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I'm a Giants and a Knicks fan. I don't care what y'all got to say about it. Hey, boom.
All I heard was people calling Cowboys cowgirls and all that stuff. Well, you know I'm a Cowboy fan.
Who the That's Angie.
You know what it is.
Lady, happy holidays.
Happy holidays to y'all.
I'm over here defending your team's honor right now because I picked them from the door to go to the Super Bowl, and I stay rocking with my picks.
Yes,
so all I got to do, all
you,
the Cowboys got to do is win, and they get in. That's all I need. That's it.
Right. You've been rocking with them all season. Definitely
I don't know about the Colts.
The Colts are in. I'm good. I'm just waiting for the Cowboys.
I'm talking about going to the Super Bowl.
Cause
you
well, yeah, we'll deal with that when the time comes. You know what I'm saying? We'll deal with that when the time comes. But I want to shout out to Kim and her crew from up the hill. I gotta give them cats some love. They handle their business. You know what I mean? I would have hated to been that dude because. So one day they would have got me, but another day I would have got one and they behind. Trust and believe.
He kept losing.
Trust
and
believe.
Look, he didn't stand a chance. He kept losing every time. He kept losing.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
He kept losing. But ma'am.
Yes.
I just want to tell you one thing. I had calls in because you host the Monday show.
Right.
And
right.
I was telling you about the movie that was out, the Best Man, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just want you to know, last night I watched it, the whole entire thing all over again,
and
I cried.
You made it through the whole movie? It didn't stop on you or none of that?
It did not stop.
Applaud that. That's what it is.
I wanted to tell you that. And for everybody that's listening, I called into the Monday show, and the topic was, what's your best holiday movie?
Yeah.
So I was explaining that, you know, the movie that I had got from the bootleg guy, it was the bootleg, and it wasn't good at all, and it kept stopping. So what ended up happening was I was never able to finish it. But now I got a good copy, and I watched it from beginning to end. I cried like a baby. I just want to
tell you. I'm
no
telling
doubt.
You, it's a tear-jerking movie.
Yes. Oh, my God. I cried.
And you remember what I told you my favorite holiday movie was?
No.
Oh, see how you do me? And I remember Jaws. My favorite holiday movie was B Street.
Oh, that's my all-time favorite movie,
That's
period.
My favorite holiday movie right there, B Street. I know you got your eyebrows raised, and you're like, what the hell is he talking about? But it's okay.
that's my all-time favorite movie.
That's my joint right there. It's a Christmas movie.
The whole movie.
That's with the best rap group ever.
Wow.
Well, we're gonna have to discuss that on the Monday show because I was getting ready to say something, but this is the Friday show, so I'm gonna wait till the Monday show before I can just hold that thought. I got you.
Let me get this piece in there, Aaron Rodgers, and get that 60 that NFC North title on Sunday.
Yeah, let them win so Kia can stay out of jail. We don't want Kia going to jail. And I'm going to tell you right now, Kia, you go to jail. Hey, you go to jail, I'm going to get the number changed. I'm going to get some Spanish lessons.
Oh, please.
I'm going to get some Spanish lessons.
You know you ain't changing no number.
Word up.
Aww. Hey, Angie, did you hear the topic? No, I didn't hear the topic.
Okay. What would you do if you found out your ex-spouse or mate was with your best friend?
Oh, Lord. you talking about some smoke in the city. Now, well, let me back up. Let me back up a little bit. When you say ex, I mean, was it just the jump in
ex
or
your ex husband?
Oh no, somebody going to jail.
You better get the paddy wagon. You better bring the paddy wagon around there.
Listen. Somebody had that bail money ready.
Look at you, see? See?
If I can't get bailed out, spend the money on a lawyer.
Kia gonna have her cellmate.
Yeah, boy.
Listen, there's some lines that just don't be crossed. You understand
that's
what I'm saying? Now, if we had this ultimate connection, if we dated more than 7 months, 6 or 7 months, then we had some kind of connection. That's a no-no. Number two, you my best friend. You supposed to be my best friend. Why are you going after something that I was with? You know what I'm saying? So now it's making me believe that y'all have something going on this whole time.
Mm.
You just took up to a whole new level.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but lady, we're too cute for jail. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I'm too cute for jail.
If the dude was just to jump off or something, then go ahead. You rock. You know what I'm saying? If he was just to jump off, y'all might have been seeing each other 2 months or something. Go ahead. But as far as husband, baby daddy, off limits.
I'm going to look at myself here and I'm going to say, you too cute for jail. I'm going to keep saying that right there. I can't put on no orange uniform. Talk about, I'm somebody's you-know-what up in there. It's not going to work. It's not going to work.
Lord have mercy.
That's
why you got to do for me. My line is flooded. I have the next segment coming on with my man, Dojo Capone. You know, he deal with a lot of big artists in the industry and everything. I'm pretty sure, I don't know if the mayor heard of him, but he deal with global gangsters. We're going to play their smash, a single Hold On, and we're going to play their new joint featuring Mano. So what I want y'all to do is give, you know, your final thought on the topic.
I really don't got no final thought. It just is what it is. Like I said from the door, man, it has to rock. And I would just have to deal with them from a distance and not deal with them at all. But, yo, I'm about to bounce, man. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Huh? Give it one more time about tomorrow before you bounce.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow, 12 o'clock, man. It's going down, 12 to 3, after further review, year-end party, man. I kind of halfway expect everybody to call in, because if my man Barry can call in from Yankee Stadium, you can call in from the crib or wherever you are. I got special guests checking into .x, General Steel for Boot Camp Click, and we're going to talk about the year in review. Whatever you like through 2013, we're going to talk about it. I ain't going to take up too much of your time. Thanks for having me, Rich. I'm out, and I'll see y'all tomorrow, 12 o'clock.
Peace out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know the mayor. That's the mayor. He's doing GP. He got a special show coming on tomorrow. Same station as this one right here. All right, who's next?
Supposed to be friends,
ahead,
supposed to be trust and loyalty in the whole situation. So that's off limits.
All right, I hear that. Okay. Go ahead, Kim.
Oh, my final thought is you always got to keep, you know, your enemies extremely close to you, and sometimes your enemies are certain people in your family. So you want to make sure you want to keep them extremely close. And, you know, make sure you don't keep your mate around your sisters and stuff like that, because they will jump in if they can.
So I have to always stand firm, and I'm just going to say again, I am too cute for jail. They would love me in there. And I cannot do it.
Okay. Go ahead, Kia.
Well, I'm sorry. I know I am too cute for jail, but I am going to jail.
You are too cute for jail, Kia.
But I am going because somebody getting that ass kicked. Excuse me.
Okay, I think Tashi.
Oh,
Tashi, I think we know what Tashi call. Barry, you got something you want to say?
Yeah, I would say that it's not worth it because it's just stupidity and ignorance, and they'll come back to him because why go to jail for their stupidity? It's not, you know, you just walk away. He'll come back on them.
Well, karma's going to get him.
He'll get it. Right. It might take a while.
Well, karma's going to get them right to the hell.
Yeah, the Lord says vengeance is mine.
Go ahead, Andy.
I'm like the man. It is what it is. I'm just going to have to love them from a distance. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to holler. That's all. Because my butt too big for jail. Shit, well, that's
true. Big old booty too, Angie, now.
I'm going to have to go to jail and be fighting and all that. I ain't.
They look at that booty and say,
"Oh,
new big booty."
Oh my God! Yes. Oh, fresh meat.
Well, listen.
Down to the
I want to thank y'all all for tuning in. Don't forget, right now you can stay on the line. We got my man JoJo Capone. He's coming up next with the Global Gangsters. He's doing big things. If they don't know who JoJo Capone is, believe me, you're gonna want to know who he is because he's doing real big things in the music industry. All right, so stay right there. Okay. We're going to get into the
Happy New Year.
I want to enjoy y'all. Happy New Year and a Merry Christmas if you choose not to listen. But stay and listen to what my man got to say and listen to those singles because they fire, all right? All right.
All right.
So stay right there and don't move. What we're going to do right now before we bring my man JoJo Capone, we're going to get to that Boogie Black Lou joint, Half Past Three, here on GQ College Radio. Love and entertainment.
It's fire, baby.
Hey, this is DJ Kev Ski, and you're listening to GQ Palace, hosted by my man, Rich Money.
I feel mighty fine, y'all. I got music on my radio.
New York, please talk to him, Otis.
Feel mighty fine.
Show y'all how we do this, man.
I got music on my radio.
Dynamic duo. Batman and Batman.
I feel like I'm gonna get.
Shout out to all you Robins.
Boogie Black, lead the way, what you say?
Boogie just stepped in the club, half past three, y'all. Boogie just stepped in the club, half past three, y'all. Boogie just stepped in the club, Boogie just stepped in the club. Boogie just stepped in the club, half past three, y'all.
I'm gonna make you dance, make you shake.
Yeah.
I wanna see you dance, see you rock, make you say, ooh.
school, no school rules. But other than that, everything is cool. I see guys and girls dancing, doing the new dances. That's a hit while I'm over here romancing.
Right now, I have my man, JoJo Capone. JoJo Capone, welcome to the show. Yo, what's good, fam? You there?
Yeah, I'm here live and direct.
I want to thank you for joining us this evening. You know, I know you got a lot of things going on. You're a real busy man. My lines is lit up. Let the audience, the listeners know a little something about yourself real fast.
Well, you know, JoJo Capone, Chicago Global Gangsters Movement, CEO of Act Like an Entertainment. Earth My Turf, that's my motto, they know that. Whatever they don't know, Google me. The correct spelling, J-O-J-O Capone, correct spelling. And or Google Global Gangsters if you want to go in depth. Other than that, go to my Twitter, at Global Gangsters with an S, correct spelling. JoJo Capone 1 on Instagram if you want to see how I'm living. Ain't no pump faking. You dig? And if you're my Facebook friend, JoJo Capone, you can rock with me. So act like an ENT on Twitter as well. So any of those, you know, there it is.
Now, I want you to let the listeners know, how did you come up with the name JoJo Capone, and how did you come up with the name Global Gangster as well?
Well, basically, JoJo, you know, JoJo, my nickname coming up because my father named Pojo, you know. So he came over from Puerto Rico, and Pojo. So, of course, I'm born on his birthday, April 10th, so they make me Lil JoJo. Mm-hmm. So, and me being from Chicago and the way I do my business, it was compared to, you know, the late, great Al Capone, you know. So, and Global Gangsters, and I say my motto, Earth My Turf. I'm born in the Chi, raised New York, L.A., Miami, so I done traveled beyond. Before I was 21 years old, I covered 38 states and majority of all the indies. So, you know, I've just been known for, you know, moving around, moving and shaking, and by me being the gangster man that I am, with the mind frame that I use with gangsters, meaning, you know, gangsters do what they want, suckers do what they can. So with the mind frame of being a gangster, you know, I just incorporated the both and made it Global Gangster.
Hmm. Now, let me ask you, you were the founder of Global Gangsters and everything like 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, you also deal with a lot of people in the music industry, you know, like Pistol Pete and all of them. Tell us something like that. How was it like working with them, dealing with them?
I mean, you know, as men, and if you're trying to do business, you know, the way to do it is just to conduct and handle your business in a manner that everybody can agree to, you know, where it's no fuss, and, you know, we here to do business as men. So whatever the proposition may be, you know, everybody shake on it at them times, but of course now with business you got to do the paperwork, so... You know, so far as the group, far as the name Global Gangsters, I had a group and formed a group to be like the spokesperson for the movement, which was myself, Pistol Pete, Big Blast, Chachi, C-Note, and we had another original member with us, Black Rose, and then, of course, the extended family, Saigon, True Life, Maino, Rick Ross at one time, Young Jeezy at one time, Future, 2 Chainz, you know. You'll hear all them guys repping Global Gangsters as the movement. So, you know, shout out to Rocco. Shout out all them guys, too.
Now, let me ask you. Now, you formed the group Mind, Body, and Soul, which was with C-Notes, you know, and, you know, former of a member of it. And you had two members that passed away. What made you decide to get back into it? But I mean, that was a hard thing for you.
Yeah, man, but you know, those guys gave their mind, body, and their soul to the music industry and to this game. They was dedicated to it, and they were so much dedicated to it that actually when I first started my label, nine other members that I had on the label all got tattooed with the logo of Act Like an Entertainment, and the, you know, the logo for Act Like an Entertainment. So I lost two members by them going to the dirt with it, I couldn't have no choice but to go hard with it. It was go hard or go home ever since.
I definitely feel you. I feel you on that one. Now, you was also in hip hop magazine, The Source, Dawn's Divas. You appeared on BET, Fit Your Game. What was that like?
Great experience. You know, great. Them was great. All of them was great experiences, and you know, of course, you will always want to continue to do more, you know, or do it on a regular basis. So by me being independent, you know what I'm saying, it's like they kind of have a stronghold over the independents where the majors do. So, but the thing about it, the independents have all the talent that the majors need. But if the majors is not meeting the requirements that a independent CEO like myself needs them to meet, then we just don't do business. You know what I'm saying? And I keep it going independently. So I look at it like I always give thanks and shout-outs to the Suge Knights, to James Prince, to Master P, you know what I'm saying, them guys, even Diddy, you know what I'm saying. I give thanks to them all the time because, you know, for them, Tony Draper from Suave House, they showed me that whole independent route. And actually, Puff was the one that told me to start the label. You know what I'm saying? He was like, man, you need to start your label because you're just running around with all these little dudes and some chicks that I had. You know what I'm saying? And it's like they all talented, formed the label. So when I got back to the Shack, because we was actually in New York, I was on tour. We was running around with Shine at the time. So when Shine finished his show, I think in D.C., when I got back in Chicago, I got up with the lawyers and everything and did, you know, all the due diligence of it to start the company. So I already had the name and all that, you know, because Act Like It Entertainment is the label, but Act Like It was like my little slogan I used to use. You know what I'm saying? Like, artists run up to me, I'm hot, I'm fire, could you plug me with this one or that one? And I'll be like, yeah, well, act like it. You know what I'm saying? If you're telling me something, act like this what you want to do. Show me your all. Give me your all as to what you're trying to do, and I'll take you from there. And basically, that's how it all, you know, came to fruition, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's something I want to talk to you about, but first I want to get into the single, Boss of My City, featuring Maino.
Okay.
Tell us about that.
Well, you know, Maino family, you know what I'm saying? So it was always just, actually, shout out to Maino because he just called me because I just started jumping in the booth myself as an artist. So everybody, like, send them some songs, leave them some verses open. So I'm going hard with it, which y'all are here on Hold On and Presidential and Count Money is the first three singles that we pushing far as New Global Gangsters material. But Boss of My City came about because actually that record was for Rick Ross, you know what I'm saying? He was saying we was going to do a mixtape together, put it out, Global Gangsters and MMG, and see, you know, how the people going to receive it. And we was going to take it from there, you know, because at the time it was like I was pumping up Pistol Pete's solo project to do a deal with Jeezy. And then Ross was like bringing the Global Gangsters to Miami, and he wanted to do a deal with the group. So we just hit the studio hard, working and making a record. So Ross was like, leave him verses open on like six to seven songs, and then we're going to make a mixtape, throw it out there. So we finished and completed the songs, and I didn't wait on nobody. Once I sent it to Ross management, because I'm used to Ross, like, we got a song, Hustler. So if y'all Google the song, Global Gangsta featuring Rick Ross, Hustler, y'all will hear that record. But that was one of the records. But Boss of My City was going to be the lead single. So when I sent it to the management, you know, I didn't get the record right back. How I'm used to just dealing with Ross, you know, one-on-one. So when the management got involved, I really don't know, you know, the ball was being fumbled or whatever, but I wasn't waiting on that. So I sent the record to Cameron, I sent the record to Jadakiss, I sent the record to Maino. Maino knocked it out and sent it back the same day. So that's just who I ran with. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it is with me. Like, you know, I was trying to give everybody they just do that claim to be the boss of their cities. You know what I'm saying? And we was going to make it the nationwide national anthem. So Mano knocked it out, and we just ran with it. But now, one thing I know about the record, had I had done a major deal, it would have been, you know, it would have been one of them records that would have took off like a firestorm, you know. But, you know, it still did what it did. It got like 1 million views on our YouTube channel alone. So, you know, it done great numbers. It was on World Star and all that.
Well, I want to get into that, but I want to let you know, I'm going to just fly. I did my homework on you. So I know you also helped a lot of celebrities. I know you helped a celebrity with a chain and all that. That's, you know, if you want to talk about that, if not, we'll leave that on the side. All
right? Right. Right. I'm trying to get him the new and approved JoJo Capone, man. You know, it's sad because honestly, me trying to do good deeds, you know what I'm saying? It turned into something different. So it's like, so from this point on, it's like, okay, if them guys get caught up in them type of jams, you know, my phone don't work for that. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
I'm gonna keep everything.
Okay, but you did help him out, you know. That's the main thing. But if you want to talk about that, we'll definitely talk about it. If you don't, we're going to leave that discreet. I'll let you decide on that when we come back after we hear this fire.
Okay. This is Boss of My City featuring Mano, Pistol Pete, Sincere.
All right. Let's make it happen.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Now money ain't a thing to a B-O-S-S. She coming to my suite, her B-F just left. Yes, you don't see he just fresh. Cali Kush laid back, P-U-F-F. I'm finna check a million on these goofy niggas and ask Chill at Big Willie in his Gucci slippers. We do teams like the new Bulls and do the Clippers. The fourth quarter's a slaughter, how do you deliver? They didn't let me in this game, now it's over lame. I won't stop spitting like my mouth full of Novocaine. You thought some globals was over, cause some roaches came. Ain't nobody stopping this train, give me an open lane. Uh-huh, choo-choo, we the new crew. GG, foo-foo, now welcome to the new school. Facebook, Worldstar, YouTube, if you was the boss of your city, what you do?
Of a mogul, my soldiers is loyal, yeah. The earth is my turf, I'm a gangster that's global, my niggas is winning, my bitches is royal, yeah. Family is first, my beef in the soil. So if you like it, then I love it. My nigga, look how I done it. Went from posting on blocks to a thug that's in the public, my city, now I run it. Yeah, yeah, baby, I does it. Top down, finger to the sky like mommy, fuck it. It's the niggas who live it versus the niggas who don't. It's the niggas who get it versus the niggas who won't. I'm on that black flag, my shit until they bury me. Respected in the hood, they treat me just like a Kennedy. Shots fired, pray for the death of all my enemies. Boss of my city, these niggas know not to play with me. Smoke from my pistol, my Cody is pistol. Yeah, we ride on these niggas, they know we official. Come on.
It on my car, what you spend on your old wife, I spent that at the bar. I moved mama, got granny out the hood, same number, same crib, little nigga, what's good? I'm rapping like Pop, living like Suge, two burners on my waist, I wish a motherfucker would. And I ain't into getting knocked out, your boy in the walking in spots, flooding them blocks out. Since I got rich, I got some things, see me, you think of money like a slot machine.
and haters be like he not the king, but the hate don't stop the king.
I'm the boss of my city
and never cross the committee. Chattown, my town, it cost the floss with me. Of course I'm selling soft, the boss city. And when they lock Jimmy, it feel like we lost Biggie. I'm pretty witty, really niggas feel me. Cause even if I die today, shit, I'ma still be a real G. Street kid, pistol P from 312 or 773.
No, I got multiple in-house producers. I got an in-house production team.
Okay. Now, I know you did a lot of mixtapes and everything, but you got something new coming out. What's going to be the difference between the mixtapes you did back and compared to this one right here?
Well, actually, they can go on Dat Piff, search Global Gangsters, and they'll see. They'll listen. They'll hear. So, you know, actually, it'd be like what I love about our mixtapes. It's like they be in high demand. Like every time we're about to drop a mixtape, I got like 16 or 20 DJs that want to host it. You know what I'm saying? So that's a great feeling, you know. But another thing, like I didn't like the same thing with the DJs is the problem I have with radio. I don't want to, you know, I'm independent. I need all the love and all the help that I can get. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be feeling like I got to switch sides and play sides. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I don't give it to this DJ first, or if I don't let this DJ host it, then I don't get the support. You see what I'm saying? From the others. I just wish that type of stuff would change in the industry. You know what I'm saying? Because the music we making, you know, we making great music, man. Like, we ain't making no music just like fly by night. We making timeless music, and it needs to be heard. And you know, we spread the word as much as we can. But if the independence that's worth it get pushed like the majors, then you know the game will stay open a little better and freely. It'll roll a little freely.
Now you the CEO. Now you're doing the rap thing. You got back in the booth. You're doing videos. How do you balance everything out?
Like, to be honest, it's kind of like a natural because I act as well. Like, I've done movies and everything. Like, if they go to our YouTube channel, you know, the latest film we was working on in production was called A-Rab Money, the movie, you know. And we've been, you know, I feel like I can cover every aspect of entertainment. When you say entertainment, I just naturally can just go in any one of them directions and I can make something happen, or I can stand out in each situation of the entertainment world. So I start directing our own movies, I start directing the videos, you know. I was doing everything but drawing, you know what I'm saying? Like, but to be honest, the funny part about that, even when I was a kid, I won best picture award in grade school for drawing Michael Jackson. word, man.
Oh, yeah. Man. Wow.
Even
so, go ahead.
Yeah, so it was funny because even though I wasn't calling myself an artist and I just reflect on that, I won an award for that. So that was, you know, I guess it allowed me to know don't stop at nothing that I want to do.
Yeah, exactly. Now, let me ask you, narrow it down to the acting, the CEO, the booth. If you could choose one out of everything that you're doing, which one would it be and why?
Well, I definitely go with the directing and acting in the movies because it's more money, you know. And it's like everything else is a stepping stone to get to the film industry, you know, because basically with the films, it's based off, you know, of course, your talent and your notoriety as well. So if you're a popular artist, that's why you able to see so many artists. Once they gain a certain notoriety, they try to get a agent quick, you know what I'm saying, in the film industry, because, you know, you can eat for a very long time, actually the rest of your life, once you start dealing with that movie money.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. We actually have a call on the line for you, Joe. I want to bring them on. Hello, call, are you there?
Hi, good evening, everybody. Happy holidays.
Hello.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, JoJo Capone on the line.
Oh, hi, JoJo. How are you?
All right, and yourself? Happy holidays to you.
Good. So tell me what made you write this song, and I think I heard a little bit about you helping out some other artists. What made you come out now and do your own thing?
Basically, you know, looking at a Master P, you know, recreate itself over and over, and knowing that he made $400 million, and knowing that Suge was worth $800 million, and Puff almost touching $1 billion. You know, so I feel like I'd be a fool to not pursue the situation.
Okay. So what makes you, what separates you from them? Like, you know, everybody's not the same. Everybody's, you know, what makes you different? How you gonna be, you know, he did his a different way to how to do his money, you know, to do his album. What makes you different?
That's true. So with going back to them guys, Puff gave you his story from New York. Suge gave you his story from L.A., even though he didn't go far as being an artist, so I keep him out of the situation. I just go back to Master P. And Master P gave you his story coming out of the South for that whole Southern reason. I'm going to give you my story coming from the Midwest and beyond, you know, so everybody got their stories to tell, and I got mine to tell coming out of Chicago.
And besides the music, what other impact, or, you know, I'm big on God, but music, doing music and everything. But what other impact do you have to offer?
Well, actually, I do motivational speaking. I help the youth and the kids. I do a lot of homeless shelter, feeding the homeless, and, you know, I do a lot of philanthropy. You know, I do a lot of things. I publish books as well. Like, I'm just not one track minded. I don't just do one thing. I wear all that.
You wrote a book.
I publish books called Evil Greed. It's on Nook. It actually sold out on Nook and Kindle, but it might be back up there now. But a book called Evil Greed. So I post
Evil Greed.
Yes, Evil Greed.
Oh, okay. You know,
yeah,
so check that out.
Yeah,
Evil Greed.
Yeah, by Nicole Smith. Nicole Smith is the author. So I publish publish books as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, this is like, you know, I commend every artist, whatever they do, the impact that they bring. But it's also what impact are you bringing back to the community? What impact are you going to, you know, bring back to the youth and stuff that you're going to, you know, instead of, like you say, making these millions.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy as it says, but how are you going about it to make your millions? How are you going about to get back to the community?
It's a day-to-day process. It's a step-by-step day-to-day process, you know, person to person. You know, you gotta teach as you go, you know, so it's not really like a formula because everybody have different issues. So you're dealing with different issues. So I might be a motivational speaker, but I'm also being a psychiatrist at the same time. You know, so it's like you playing every role when you're dealing with people. So I just basically do it all. I guess it's a natural gift that I get, you know.
So are you taking from each formula, each one of those formulas that you mentioned, are you taking a piece or are you just outworking your own formula? Because, you know, you're taking from Diddy, you're talking about Diddy.
No, you misunderstood me. I'm not taking nothing from either one of those.
No, I'm not saying taking. I'm saying in that direction. It's taking is like following the same path like they're doing.
No, I'm following my own path. I just mentioned them due to the fact of the roles that they played in this game that I'm involved in as well.
Okay.
So, you know, that's why the names was mentioned. And I gave a breakdown earlier of how everything went.
Because, you know, the best identity is your own. You know that, right?
And if anybody know me, you can Google me and you will know that it's nothing the same between me and none of them guys I mentioned.
Okay.
Besides, we all African-American.
Exactly. I just wanted to hear you say that.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you much success.
I appreciate it.
And all this and your walk of trying to, you know, accomplish what you seek to do. And so stay true to giving back, because literacy, giving back is one of the biggest things. And I'm telling you right now, I hope you're talking what you're saying.
I'm known for that.
Okay.
That's my motto. I'm known for that.
All right. I'm going to trust you on this one.
You can quote me, no pump faking over
okay.
here.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, just making sure, because, you know, everybody always talk a good game, and, you know, I'm big on volunteering. It's one of the biggest things I like to do.
Right.
And stuff like that. So, all right.
Okay.
And you said that book, right. You said that book was Nicole Smith, was what, Evil Greed?
Yes, Evil Greed.
All right.
All right.
All right. We have another caller for you, Joe, so we're going to put them on.
Okay.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you guys doing?
All right,
yourself?
Doing pretty good. So my question is, would you consider yourself a rapper or MC?
Both. I want to make being a rapper cool again. Because rap, you know, being a rapper called a lot of slack. So, you know, I like to deal with the slack. So I want to make being a rapper cool again.
And when do you think the era was when rap wasn't cool?
I mean, when everybody started down talking it and saying the game was over and this and that, just because it's switching regions or whatever, so... You know, as y'all can see, you know, shout out to the young boy Chief Keef, come out of Chicago with no jewelry, no cars, no nothing, just in his grandmama backyard, and he get a deal for $6 million. So, you know, with that being said, you know, I wonder what the people that were saying the industry is over, I wonder what they saying about that.
Right, okay. I was going to say, I think that it took a turn, I don't want to say for the worst, but... when everybody tried to make it seem like, you know, no one really came from the streets. They just got all the fancy cars and all this money, and, you know, they're promoting more sex than anything else. you know. That's when I think it went down.
Yeah, that was because that's what the industry wanted. The industry wanted the college graduate that can tell his cousin's story. Not his story, but can tell his cousin's story. So, you know, you got to blame the industry for that. But I don't blame them. I just feel like that was misleading the people. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why DMX stuck out like a sore thumb. You know, you if you notice them Tupac, them Biggies, and them DMXs, it's like you'll never come across them again. You can, but people gonna identify, huh?
Right, you can, though. You can when people are telling a true story. I blame them both because I think that even though the media and, you know, society, you know, they're really pushing, buying one thing, but if it's not a true story and it's not your if it's not your story, then you're not being true to yourself.
Right.
To me, you know, it's like it's easy to tell someone else's story, but it won't be the same because you're pretty much selling me something that's not you. You selling me somebody else's. So when I think that I'm getting to know you a lot better and you're telling me about your cousin or your brother or somebody like that and you're not telling me your story, then technically you're telling me a lie. Because when you rap to me and you're rapping for the world, you telling them as if you're the person that lived in the streets and came from nothing. You know what I mean? But
okay,
if it's not true.
Okay, so not to cut you off, now you know who you're dealing with. I'm the guy that exposed all those type of people. So now from you breaking it down, that's who I am. I'm the guy that exposed all of those people right there that you just spoke on, that don't live my life, that haven't been through what I've been through, but we was in the same circles, and they was pinning my life through their lyrics, getting money from it, and then they didn't know how to compensate me. And then it turned into a different situation. But that's
right.
What would happen when you're dealing with a realist. When you're dealing with a realist, it's going to be issues, problems, exposure. It's going to be all of that. So the people that they wanted to clone my life but didn't live my life, I exposed each and every last one of them.
And that's what will make me a fan of yours. Because I want the realist. I want to be able to understand what you're saying. When you rap or when you MC, I want to be able to visualize exactly what you're saying because that's your story, you know? And if I can say, okay, well, you know what? I can relate to that. I want to know that I'm relating to somebody that has really been where I've been, you know? So I can definitely say, you know, with you saying that, I'm definitely going to be a fan. I'm definitely going to look you up and, you know, I'll follow you on the websites and everything. And I think that that's what the industry needs. The industry needs the people that's going to bring them the truth. Don't bring the lie, because if you bring the lie, the kids nowadays, they're going to think that, okay, you know what, I better rob this person and get this money because so-and-so had it on their rap video, you know. Or I don't have to go to school, because if I don't go to school, then I can still make all this millions of dollars because so-and-so had it in the video. No, give me the realness. I want the realness. So I just congratulate you, you know, in advance, you know, for everything that you're doing. And I can't wait to hear more, you know, of your music and hear more of your story. Congratulations.
Yeah. And a lot of, like to go back to the music on iTunes, if you search Global Gangsters, we have albums up there. We have songs with basically all of the favorite artists. And for the women, we have a song with two songs, actually, with Jagged Edge member Quick. So we have a lot of material. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's so much material that it's like a gift and a curse. When you put out mixtapes, if they can get that for free and it holds their ear to their standards, it's kind of like, well, why would we go to iTunes and buy the music? Or if you're giving us free videos on YouTube, you see what I'm saying? So it's kind of like a way that you had to learn to do business, to whereas now with the videos on YouTube, they paying you for commercial dollars. You know, they're giving you money to post commercials over your videos. So that's a good thing to help the independents, because the independents have all the true and real stories, but they don't be having the finances needed to reach the people abroad. So,
right, and get it for free from off the a lot of the websites. You could download it right to your computer and not pay nothing, you know. But
right.
I think, you know, I think that artists do have to get a little smarter with the game, though, because if you really want to make your money and you really want people, I mean, some people will say it's not for the money, but at the end of the day, everybody needs something, you know, and if you can go on YouTube and you can sell all these videos and stuff on YouTube and you can make a couple dollars, then go ahead, because that's money that you can give back to the community if you feel you don't need it yourself.
Right, but that's where the misrepresentation of fan base came from. You know, that's why I call them supporters. You know, I call the people my supporters. I don't say fans and all that, because that's what's missing, the people fainting for the Michael Jacksons in them days like that, the hardcore, if you put out a bootleg or the Tupacs that would run up on the bootleggers and throw the whole CD case on the floor and step on it. You know what I'm saying? We missing that. You know, we missing the diehard people that support this industry. So with the monopolization of the industry and, mm-hmm. and then, you know, then the black market killing us with the bootlegs, like they killing the industry. So they killing the industry all the way around. And then, you know, you still got them pay-to-play DJs, so you're not really getting real music. They just looking for the ones that's willing to pay them a few dollars to play their music. That's why so many, nobody ever wondered why it was so many one-hit wonders. Like, we never witnessed that many one-hit wonders in music history.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're right. And you're absolutely right. Well, I wish you much success, and I'm going to be listening in, so if you can give all the website information that you're on, so this way I can go and listen to more of your music.
Okay. I'm on JoJo Capone in the number one on Instagram. Act Like It, ENT on Twitter, at Global Gangsters on Twitter, and iTunes, once again, search Global Gangsters, and we have albums up, Rhyme of Crime, Earth I Turf, Volume 1 and 2, and the first album we ever put out by Mind, Body, and Soul called The Home of Capone. Those are all on iTunes.
Okay. Now, what I want to do, because I have another caller for you also, Joe, but I want to get into your single real fast. So I want that caller to stay right there. Don't move, because, you know, we have another segment, but I want to get your singles in real fast. I want to play this next single, Hold On. Tell us about Hold On.
Okay, Hold On featuring myself, my young gunner, Chief Bias on the label, and C-Note, original member from Mind, Body, and Soul.
All right. So we're going to get into that right now. I want that caller to stay right there. Don't move. We're going to come back to you right after this single by my man JoJo Capone, Global Gangsters. Remember when you heard it, GQ Palace, love
it. It is butter, baby!
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Shawty wanna do the routine. I like Shawty, hello.
If she don't do fuck, she ain't gon' do me. Red bone bitch, man, I swear the bitch fine. She say she don't suck, well, you know the bitch line. Look, I came from the gutter, I'm a nigga from the south side. I can know the truth, what she ain't keep her mouth quiet. She already know me, she heard about me from the outside. I let it drop, she never inside. I'm a dog, she bone tired, get a bitch to do. Not a, let me long time, she just want to do. She say you put her the wrong way, I know your baby mama boy, I put her the long way. Stacey. We about to break the bed and fuck up your street. This is what you get, girl, you're fucking with a G. Backshot, bend it over, let me do my thing. Don't get fast and slow, I love it when you scream my name. Ride it back, we'll stop and pop it faster till I blast. Come and safety, bounce, twerk, girl, throw that. I'ma put this soul pole in all, y'all.
This is a G.
Alright, Dons and Divas, what's actually going on here, we got sent to Edinburgh. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to get to my man JoJo Capone, Free Few. But hold on, will be rotated on GQ Palace on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday if you want to get your chance to hear it. Also, my man Capone is going to let you know where you can also hear it at. So what we're going to get into right now is Free Few by my man JoJo Capone and Global Gangsters here on GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. Let's go.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
I'm smoking drool in the club and I know I ain't supposed to. Throwing C's up while I'm standing on the sofa. Sent the bottle to with two little friends to come over. She bouncing up and down my private standing like a soldier. I would take her home but I really don't know her. I do it while I'm drunk and regret it while I'm sober. She's 60-27 but she look a little older. I give her 31 but I don't want to roast her. She had the baddest body, man, that's why I chose her. Had a little stomach, but that ass had composure. Cornbread fed like she born down in Georgia. Her friend thick as hell, say she know me from the global. Everything is cool, everything is kosher. Operation Blowjob, crazy what I drove her. You fucking with the Noster, excuse me while I roll up. She trying to take my clothes off, hold on baby, hold up. 24-7, 7 days of the week, she's a motherfucking freak. She's a motherfucking freak, I say 24-7.
Take it low, take it low, on down to the flow, take it low, take it low, on down to the
right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to the palace. Y'all stay right there. We're going to do a quick break. We're going to come back with JoJo Capone. We also have the pioneer legend Inquity on the line, and we're going to play his smashing single, Old School Part 2, and Do My Thing. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace. Love and entertainment is butter, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Go.
You know very well who you are. You're the only one. You've got my heart. And you've had a few. Boy, one too many. But I'm the only one to wake you up.
It was all a dream.
I'm in mind of the way we could see the so personal. You just thought you still get my love. And now you
and divas, welcome back to the palace once again. I got my phone here with me. Yo, what I want to do real fast, I got somebody on the line. I want to play your Hold On, but I want you to give everybody all your information.
JoJo Capone, the number one at on Instagram, at Global Gangsters, the correct spelling, on Twitter, at Act Like an ENT on Twitter, and JoJo Capone on Facebook.
Okay. Now, explain to them about Hold On real fast, because I don't think I got a chance for you to explain that single to them. We already had Freak You. We got sent the edit version, but now we got the original version of Hold On. So explain that to them real fast before we get into it.
It's one of them joints to where, you know, some ladies, you know, they say if you take them to the hotel, you can take them to the crib. But, you know, certain streets and the way we live in these streets, you know, we can only take them to the hotel. We can't take them to the crib because they popping up when they popping up unexpected. So it's one of them stalker type records.
Mm. Well, let's see if we got the right one, because I also got something here from you with Benzino. I'm going to let you decide, because, you know, we got players and we got to get to Equity. So you want us to play the Global Gangsters featuring Benzino, or you want us to play the Hold On? I'm going to let you decide on that one.
Yeah, you can play the Benzino Talk Money record. So y'all can check
right.
for that. It's on all, yeah, Talk Money. It's on all the websites, or y'all can go to our YouTube channel to see the video. YouTube.com/user/ Act Like an ENT, or just go on Act Like YouTube, Act Like an ENT. That's our channel, and watch every video on the channel.
All right, so you know what? Introduce that Benzino joint for us. We're going to get into
it. Shout out my boy Zeno Grizio, loving hip hop star, Atlanta right now, featuring the Global Gangsters, Talk Money.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Show money. to my opponent. Chase a city bank, I'ma own it. Seen no animal, I'm on my cone shit. I don't do fronts, I got my own shit. Get to win the cut, don't make them shoot it. Cheap from the extra clip, you new losing. Roll up, get rolled over, that's how we moving. 2014, a global G's ruling.
JoJo, I want to thank you for joining us, but, you know, I want you to give everybody your information one more time. Let them know how they can contact you and the whole nine.
JoJo Capone, the number one on Instagram, at Global Gangsters, the correct spelling on Twitter, at Act Like an ENT on Twitter, Facebook, JoJo Capone.
JoJo, I also want you to know, any exclusives from you, anybody, just send them in. You know, I don't know if you got my math, but you know, we want to wait and to get it, I give it to you. But we definitely making things happen in 2014. You know, send me those exclusives so we could definitely rotate them and all that. But we also put them on the CDs and we're gonna put you in the magazine. Of course, you know that. You know how it goes.
Okay,
appreciate
it.
No doubt, no doubt. No, you give a shout out to Boss Lady. Tell her we said what's up here at GQ Palace. You know.
Boss Lady, the hardest working lady in radio. Boss Lady.
Yeah. And once again, yo, it's definitely an honor having you on, man.
Likewise.
You're welcome back anytime. You're welcome back anytime.
I'll be back.
All right, for sure, for sure. JoJo Capone, dawgs and thieves. All right, coming up next, we got pioneer legend in the building, Equally, and we're going to take it to old school party. And he's going to let us know what's been going on with him since then and find out what's his next step in the music industry and where he's taking this next level to. So stay right there and don't move. This is Rich Money, GQ Palace Radio, Love Entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
Hey, this is DJ Kevski, and you're listening to GQ Palace, hosted by my man, Rich Money.
One, two, three.
Ain't no party like an old school party, cause an old school party. Ain't no party like an old school party, cause an old school party.
Forget about your worries, aches and pains. I'ma take you on a trip down memory lane, where DJ Hollywood made you dance. Spoonie G was the king of romance. Brooklyn rocked with DJ Lamp. And the Lampsy Street sold $10 pants. Love Bug entertained us all with his barber the barber. Yes, yes, y'all. You had Reggie Wells, Melly Mel, LL Cool J rocked the bell. Eddie Cheever, Grandmaster Flash, the Cold Crush Brothers and my man Cash. Mr. Magic and the voice of Fast. You had Kid Capri, Biz Markie, the Notorious B.I.G., Jam Master J, Run DMC, the Disco Enforcers and Leslie G. Red Alert, Sugar Daddy called TNT, because without them there is no me. Ain't no party like an old school party, cause an old school party. Ain't no party like an old school party, cause an old school party. Before Reggie Miller was hitting threes, before Beyonce and MTV, PlayStation, Xbox, and the Wii, you had the voice of a Nick Wattie. The old days were the best days of my life. No kids, no bills, no wife. Partied all the time, had much to do. You know me and Tommy Allen were a hell of a crew. And there was no Chris Brown nor Boys the Men. So come on, let's act like kids again.
Ain't no party like an old school party, cause an old school party. Ain't no party like an old school party, cause an old school party.
So just Raise your hands in the air. Wave them like you just don't care. And like Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire, a hard-headed kid who will not share. Somebody say, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
If Dougie Fresh was here, he'd say,
hola, hola, hola.
Man, you know how it be, man.
Yeah, yeah. Now that old school joint, that's still that fire right there. That's
yes,
still
sir.
That fire
we made
right
that.
There.
We made that for the old school cats, man. 35 and over. It's been rocking in the clubs ever since. Yep.
Now, let's take it back to when you first started.
Okay.
Now, Inquity, tell us about your name. Is that the government name, or that's something you had just came up?
No, man. That name came from. I used to go to church a lot. I grew up in the church, man, in Brooklyn, and that name is actually in the Bible. It means evil. It means evil. So the take on that was that I was so good at on the mic. It's almost evil. So they started calling me Inquity because I was bad. I was that bad on the mic. So that's how I got that name, man, and it stuck. Yeah, stuck since I started, man. Iniquity, yep.
Wow. Now, who would you say influenced you on becoming an MC?
I would have to say DJ Hollywood, Lovebug Starsky, Eddie Chiba, Grandmaster Caz, Melly Mel. Those are big influences, and a guy from Brooklyn named Fast from the Disco Forces back in Red Hook. Yeah, back in 1978, man.
Yeah, because I see that's who you was with at one point. He was with a group called Disco Enforcers with DJ Leslie G.
Yes.
Now, how did you get involved with that group, and how was it as you being in the group compared to you being solo?
Okay, now, when I was in the group, it was a little difficult because there was a lot of MCs when I first started, so I had to kind of, like, earn my time. And as I became better, I became more a part of the group. And I only split from the group when I went to college. And when I came back, you know, they weren't really together like they were. So I started doing my solo thing.
Now, I see you also was on the stage with, like, Houdini, Big Marky, the Cold Crush Brothers, Big Daddy Kane, Molly Marr, Curtis Bow. You was on with all of them. What was that feeling like?
Yeah. Well, you know, back in the day, man, I was known as one of the best MCs, but I didn't have a hit record. But I would definitely warm those guys up. I would open for them, and they all knew me because they knew my skills, you know. But due to some bad contracts, a couple of records that didn't hit back in the day, you know, I never got that recognition until, you know, my later years in life. You know what I'm saying? But the work ethic has always been there for me, so I was glad that I had an opportunity to work with those guys back in the day too.
Okay. Now, I want to ask every pioneer that comes on the show, like, you know, had Chuck Freeze on, L.A. Sunshine, Positive
mm-hmm.
K, Grand Poobah, you know, Grandmaster mm-hmm. Cash. You know, I had all of them on. But I want to ask you as well, do you feel like you, like, cheated out of the money y'all was getting back then compared to what these artists is getting now? When y'all feel like y'all was making messages back then, and a lot of artists out now, they y'all feel, you know, everybody feel like they're not sending out messages, correct messages. Do you feel like a little, you know, discouraged about the pay that y'all was getting back then compared to what artists are getting now?
Well, what it is that the game has changed so much, man. When we was doing it for the love of the art of rap. It wasn't all about money. It was a little about money, but it wasn't really all about that. It was about having a good time, doing shows, and getting the girls, so to speak. But now these guys coming out with all this hateful stuff and die, 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 kill, kill, kill. I got the best this, that, and the other. And they making a whole bunch of money, you know, off something that we started. And it's really not fair because, you know, they're not teaching the kids nothing these days, man. It's kind of sad. It's kind of sad, Rich, but it is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely agree with you on that, though, because you do have a lot of artists out here that's not sending out messages, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And the artist that is sending out messages, it's like the labels don't want to get involved with them, or, you know what I mean? Like, they ain't sending out the correct, you know. It's a materialistic thing now when it comes down to, you know, the hip-hop game. Because for me, I feel like if you got to give a message in order to get it. And the message that they send it now is the message with the booty shaking. You understand what I mean?
And
I guess that's how it is. But, you know, everything goes in a 360. You understand?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to bring it back to where it used to be, man.
No doubt. You definitely is. Now, as you being an artist, what's the first thing that comes to your mind before you step on that stage?
I try to get all the jitters out like a prize fighter. I'm going to make the people dance. I'm going to give them a good show. I'm going to get busy. And once I touch that mic, all the jitters are gone. It's like, let's go. I become a different person, man. It's like, yo, let's go. Because I remember in October, the October before that, I warmed up New Edition at Nassau Coliseum, man, and I was honestly a little shook until I got on stage and the first verse came out. Then I was good, but you know, it's like a prize fighter, man.
What I want to do real fast, I want to get into your single, Do My Thing. Tell us about that.
Do My Thing came about. It was actually the follow up to Old School Party. So I got with my producer, DJ Tommy Allen. He used to be down with Kiss. I said, yo, man, we need to do this record. We need to put the music where your mouth is and add a little something to that. So I gave him the idea. He went in the studio. We did the track. And people been jamming to it, man. It's a good song, man. It's a good song.
All right. So you know what? We're going to get into that right now.
All right,
Dawgs and Divas. Here's a banger by Iniquity. Do My Thing. Remember where you heard it. DQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby.
For sure.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. 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 Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. Do my thing. Do my thing.
Dancing, never felt this good. I'ma push my luck and maybe knock wood. Baby, you're the little engine who could. Body's on track, caboose is packed. In fact, is what you lack is a man with trap. I ain't a trick, but damn if I throw a fish back. Pops taught me better than that. He said, son, reel him in and let the fun begin. Now, ladies, who you want your man to be like? MC, Iniquity, or the cat named Mike? We could do this dance all night. With your liquor, wish lipstick, you're just my type. Come on, sway with me. Party, don't play with me. You know that I'm the one. Temperature rising, son of a gun.
Don't make me wait,
cause I'm a
do my thing.
Cause I'm a
do my thing.
Don't make me wait, don't make me wait. Cause I'm a
do my thing.
Cause I'm a
do my thing.
Don't make me wait, don't make me wait. Cause I'm a
do my thing.
Cause I'm a
do my thing.
Cause I'm a not perfect, but I'm not a saint. I'm like Blake Griffin when he's in the paint. It is what it is, can't be what it ain't. I'm like the Beatles came to town, go on, faint. Lay there, I'll take your pulse, cause I'ma make you move like no one else. Cause I do things that are above the norm. I'm a combination of a perfect storm. Good looks, good hooks, good rhymes, and I'm second in line as the best of all time. Do your dance, don't resist it. Pop them balls, let's all get twisted.
Cause I'm a
like a NBA game, second half. I go hard, do the math. I'm on the team cause I made the cut. Other MCs just don't add up. I rock and roll till the break of dawn. I'm not the type of brother that'll steer you wrong. I'm like the hot butter on the what?
Pop on.
Hot butter on the what?
Pop on.
I'm not a witch doctor, but a guarantee. Nobody rocks the house like me. So like, proactive all over your face. Let me make it clear, I'm gonna rock this place.
Don't make the way, don't make the way.
Cause I'm a,
do my thing.
Cause I'm a,
do my thing. Don't make the way, don't make the way.
Cause I'm a,
do my thing.
Cause I'm a,
do my thing. Don't make the way, don't make the way.
Cause I'm a,
do my thing.
Cause I'm a,
do my thing. Don't make the way, don't make the way.
Cause I'm a,
do my thing.
Cause I'm a,
do my thing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm feeling that right there. That's another banger right there.
Thanks, man. Yeah, that's a club banger. That's a club banger.
Yeah.
That's how I start out my shows, man. Do my thing. That's the first song I play on my shows.
Now, who produced your tracks? Do you produce them, or do you have random producer that produce them, or do you just work with one producer?
Nah, that's Tommy Allen, man. That's my man right there, DJ Tommy Allen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he does.
He does all my tracks. He's been doing all my tracks. Uh-huh. DJ Tommy Allen from Kiss FM. You remember Kiss FM, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so he did that track.
I want to talk to you about how y'all met, but we have a caller on the line. I want to bring the caller on and say something to you.
Sure.
All right. Hello.
I'm right here.
Yes.
Hey, Mr. Nequity.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
This is John, man. This is the guy that you always see at OMT Skiba. You remember? Are you going to remember who I am when I tell you right now?
Okay.
I'm the guy that does the Poconos, the Little Rodney C. The one that came to your the regular job. I ain't going to say what it is over here now. To the Poconos party that time?
Yes. Oh, what's up, dude? How are you, man?
What's going on? See, I knew he would remember me when I told him that. It's like,
yes,
so I see him once every 5 years. So, I mean, you know.
I know,
like...
right? What's going on, man? How are you?
All right. I hadn't spoken to you in a while, and I seen this thing on Facebook yesterday where somebody got on, and I'm not going to say who it was, but they went on and they were talking about people that, like, when you're on Facebook with someone, you hear from them once every 10 years and stuff like that.
Right.
And I hadn't gotten at you in a while, so I was getting a little bit guilt trip going on.
Oh, okay, no problem,
But so what you got going on for the upcoming year? I was meant to ask you that. What's coming up with you?
Well, I got let's see, I'm doing New Year's Eve with Reggie Wells and Ray Goodman and Brown. At that ballroom, what's the name of it? Alhambra?
Alhambra, right.
Yeah, that's at 126 at Adam Clayton Boulevard. Then I got a 50th birthday party on the 21st, and then the February 21st, and then February 22nd, that's going to be big, in Brooklyn at Rose Castle. That's what, that's a big one. That's a big one with Tommy Allen and DJ Lance. So I got some things coming up.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to try to make it down to that. And I just want to say before I hang up real quick, too, I agree with your statement about the love of the music. That's what I do this, you know, stuff for, you know, like
what
you just saying about the old school. But, you know, that gets to be a tired subject after a while sometimes. I'm not saying totally about you, Rich, but I'm saying a lot of people bring that up, like, you know, with the with the new school and the old school, and you know, it's you know, it is what it is. What can you do?
Yeah, right. that's the bad part about it, because you got these artists, these new artists that's not really putting nothing out there, and they're getting paid millions of dollars.
Yeah, right.
But then you got the artists, like the pioneers, who's just putting stuff out there, like sending out messages and everything, but it's like, that's not what people want no more. They don't want the messages sending. They just want the booty shaking, the butt flapping, and you know what I mean? And that's the bad thing about the industry. You understand?
Yep. It is what it is, right?
That's right.
Eventually, it's going to swing back around, you know, because it's coming around slowly but surely. But it's coming around.
That's true. Slowly but surely.
All right. See you in February.
Nice to hear from you, man.
All right. You too.
All right, John. All right. John, I'm going to keep in touch. Right, I'm going to give you a call, too.
Huh?
I said I'm going to give you a call, too.
Oh, okay. I got you. All right, John.
Yeah, Inquity?
Yes, sir.
That's a bad thing. But now, let me ask you, if you could perform with any artist that's out right now, who would it be and why?
Probably Jay-Z and Kanye West, only because lyrically, they're about the best out right now in New York, you know, and I respect them too. Aside from, you know, Kanye's personal stuff that's going on, his records are good, and Jay-Z, of course, is one of the best of all time. So I wouldn't mind opening up for either one of them.
Okay. Now let me ask you. Let's get into the DJ Tommy Allen.
How
did y'all meet up for y'all to connect to do the old school party?
I was I got invited to Shayla's boat ride a couple of years ago, through a good friend of mine, Wayne Maxwell Entertainment. So what had happened is I was just chilling out. DJ Hollywood and all of them was there. They was playing the music, and Tommy put on this song called the Gaga Song by this guy called Kizo Kane, who was from Chicago. He put on the beat, and I was listening to the beat. I was like, man, that is really a banging beat. I got to get on this. So at the time, there was another MC that was on the mic, but he wasn't rhyming. He was just doing crowd pleasers. So my boy Wayne was able to get me on the mic, and I ripped it. I mean, I ripped it. I killed it, man. Everybody was in love with that, you know? So after that, Tommy approached me. He was like, yo, you ripped it, man. We need to record that joint, man. You're at my house. Let's record that joint. You know what I'm saying? And I went to his house. We did a little pre-production. And then the rest is history, man. We went and did that joint, man.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a fate. Now, chance of fate. Because I wasn't even going to go to the boat ride. I pushed my...
Yeah, everything's for a reason.
Yeah, right? Ain't that...
Everything is for a reason.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about the fact of, let's say, iTunes taking over in general of record labels? Do you feel that's something good for the artist, or do you feel like it should stay the way it is, where the record label gets to say what they have to say about the artist? Are you dealing with the iTunes situation where, you know, iTunes is actually taking money as well? A lot of people don't know that.
Rich, that's how I made all my sales, man. iTunes and at my show selling my CDs. So if it wasn't for iTunes, man, I don't know, man. The record wouldn't be as popular because people are able to buy it straight from iTunes. You don't need no record deal nowadays. You really don't need deal, man. Everything is all online now.
So on behalf of your standards, you're like, okay, the iTunes is a better thing than, you know, basically. But if you could get a deal, if somebody was to come up with you a deal, would you rather deal with the independent or would you rather deal with the major?
Honestly, at my where I'm at right now in my life, I wouldn't want no record deal, to be honest with you, because I'm calling all the shots. I'm my own boss. Ooh. I move when I want to move. You know what I'm saying? I don't like nobody telling me what to do. Too tough, man. And these record companies, man, they're pretty much tripping you out, to be honest with you. So I'm good with the independent route, the iTunes, the show, the selling my CDs at the show.
at my age, at my status right now, I'm good with that. I don't need no deal, man. I'm good.
Okay, okay. Now let me ask you, because I know every artist has been through this. I don't know one artist that hasn't been through a writer's block.
Uh-huh.
Now, when you get through a writer's block, because, you know, a lot of this, but I got listeners and everything, you know, I have some up-and-coming artists in as well. When you get through the writer's block, I mean, how do you get through a writer's block? Explain how do you get through a writer's block if it ever came to that situation.
Patience, patience, and more patience. And then you got to find yourself a good ghostwriter who knows you and understands you and that can write for you too. And y'all can combine ideas. I've been lucky enough to have a good ghostwriter when I needed him. His name is Sean B. He's from Washington. He used to live in Brooklyn. Now he lives in Washington, D.C. That's my homie. And if I can't come up with something, he'll come up with the first verse, start me out, and then I'll move on from there. So I got a good ghostwriter. That's one good thing you need as an artist. And I ain't ashamed to say it.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with it. I don't understand why people see something. You know what I'm saying? I see you back then, you know, with Eric being like, I don't know, Kevsky. Kevsky will tell you.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
Oh, yeah, that's my homie, Kevsky. Let me tell you, Kevsky is a good man.
Yeah, he is. He is
a good man.
We was looking for each other for the longest. I was with Robin Hill when he was with Robin Hill.
All right, all right.
Yeah,
all right, that's what's up.
He did my tracks. Back then, 3 years ago. Yeah, that's how he made.
Man.
He did my tracks.
Okay.
A lot of people didn't know that. You know, today like a bio.
Okay.
But now, when it comes to writing, you understand, what's your format that you get for when you start to write your lyrics? Is it that you look around or something just pop into your head where you're like, okay, this is how I'm going to go with this format. I'm going to do this with this verse. I'm going to use 16 bars for this verse. Because a lot of people think they use 16 bars when they ain't really using 16 bars, speaking in general.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them use like 15 or might 14, but think it's 16. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot
because they stretch it out.
Exactly. So what's your format for it to keep it going?
Rich, I'll be honest with you. Once I start thinking of things, and I could be in my sleep, I'll wake up writing. I could be at work. I'll stop whatever I'm doing. I'll stop driving and just start writing. Man, stuff just comes to my head, and what I'll do is I'll either record it on the phone or write it down and just put out all the verses together until I got something that makes sense, and then I roll with it, man. It can happen at any time. Stuff just pops in my head, man, and I'm like, boom, I got to have this. I got to have it. It's just a natural thing, man. It's hard to even explain. It just comes.
Yeah, exactly.
Just comes.
Wow.
Just comes.
Now,
yeah.
What advice could you give the up and coming artists that's listening right now that want to get to where you at?
Don't give up. Whatever it takes, just keep doing it. Keep writing. Keep doing shows. Believe in yourself and do not give up. Do not give up. Just keep at it, man. Just keep at it. Believe in yourself and keep practicing. And the most important thing is to keep doing shows, because, like, even if you're in your house and you're writing rhymes and you're saying it out loud, sometimes that's different from actually being on the mic at a show, because now you got to breathe right. You got to worry about the crowd. You got to worry about moving around. So get shows. Practice at shows, man. Shows. And that's going to do it for you right there.
Wow. Well, what I want to do right now, I want to get into this old school party remix.
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about that.
That came about because I have to do my thing, man. A lot of DJs had heard Old School Party, and they said, yo, man, you left a lot of people out. So me and Tommy said, well, we better do the remix. So I got to mention some DJs that I had left out of Old School Party, and I also had a female DJ that I had been rocking with called DJ Desire. So I put her on the record so she could talk about some of the females. And then I got one of my good friends to sing the hook, James D. Train Williams. You remember him?
Yeah.
Keep On. That's my man, Keep On. Yep. So we got together in the studio, man, and the rest is history, because that's my homie from way back when. We used to go to the same church, man. So we sang in the choir together.
All right. So we're going to get into that right now.
All right.
All right, Dons and Divas, here's another banger. By Inquity, remember where you heard it, GQ Palace. Love and entertainment is butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
I am MC Iniquity.
It makes it easier
with DJ Desire, Tommy Allen, and James D. Train Williams. Brooklyn's finest, y'all.
Ain't no party like an old school party, cause an old school party don't stop.
This is the remix, y'all, so let's do it again, cause I forgot to mention a few of my friends. KRS-One, or you could call him Chris. Africa, Bambaataa, Cool Herc, and Slick Rick. Graham was a Theodore, Fly was two. DJ Chuck, Chill Out, and the
Fresh Crew.
Houdini always put on a show. You had AJ, Doomba, Curtis Blow, The Treacherous Three, Kumo D, and his epic battles with Busy B. DJ Young and Nut in Brooklyn's Mr. CK, Uncle Ralph, and of course Jay-Z, Funk Master Flex, and Easy Mo B. DJ Molly Mall and my man Jeffrey D. Rock the MIC for the Choice MC, Fresh Point, Keefy D, and my man Steve D. So before Little C, Duke with Little Kim, before Eric B, before Rock Kim, before Puffy, 50 cents of IT, you had the voice of iniquity.
Ain't no party like an old school party, cause an old school party don't stop. Ain't no party like an old school party, cause an old school party don't stop.
Well, let me tell you a little something about back in the day. It wasn't just the fellas on memory lane. When Funky Four first started to rock, you had the voice of my girl Sharon. Trump and Shantae really opened the door for Salt and Pepper and a whole lot more. Cinderella, Jazzy Joyce was spinning. The new story is K.I.S. My girl Wendy Williams always picking a fight. You had Missy Eve, MC Light, Foxy Brown, put it down. Latifah's the hip-hop queen. Shayla's on air, Lady D-Well, Angie Marco, Cole Chanel. Females in the game always bought the fire of what's required to take you higher. But then you got the DJ Desire. I push more power than an amplifier. So before Duracell or Everetti, before the break dancers for Rocksteady, before people's cell phones or the internet, you had Lady D, so don't you ever forget. Because I'm always on time, I can never be party girl.
Ain't no party like an old school party, cause an old school party don't stop. Ain't no party like an old school party, cause an old school party don't stop.
Raise your hands in the air, wave them like you just don't care. And if you're ready to party with Desire and me, somebody say oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah.
And you don't stop.
Brooklyn chillin', you know the deal, and we gonna give you that old school feeling. We're gonna give you that old school feeling.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Yes, sir.
Oh, no doubt. You know, we definitely going to be rotating these joints right here.
I really appreciate that, man.
I got to throw it on a New Year's Eve CD.
All right. That'll work. No problem. That'll work, man. I appreciate the love.
No doubt. Definitely got to do that. Hold on. We have a caller for you. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Hi.
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello. Okay.
Hi.
I've been listening. And okay. is that Lady Gaga's beat at the end of that song?
No, that's called the Gaga song. That's that guy made that from Chicago. Has nothing to do with the Lady Gaga that we know.
I like it.
This beat was out before she was even out. Yeah, that's a crazy beat. It's called the Gaga song.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
My other question for you is, with me just listening to your music, you know, for the first time, what would you tell me that would make me a fan?
If you like to dance, and if you want your kids to be able to listen to one of my songs, they'd be able to listen to it. You could play my music at a block party. I don't curse. I don't try to kill nobody. I ain't trying to disrespect no females. My music is fun music that your mother and your grandmother can listen to and have fun with. So that's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. That's some good music.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Okay. All right. Look, well, I'm a new fan, I must say.
Thank you.
Which websites are you on?
Okay, you can hit me up on Facebook. I'll spell it out for you. I'll spell my name. Probably the only one in the world with this name, so it should be easy. Iniquity. E-N-I-Q-U-E-I-T-Y.
Wow.
Yeah, you can hit me up on Facebook, and you can look me up on YouTube, and you can get Old School Party on iTunes.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm definitely a new fan, and I wish you much success.
Thank you very much. What's your name? I didn't get your name.
Kim.
Okay, Kim. I look forward to hearing from you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Now, Inquiry, let me ask you. What's the next step?
The next step. I spoke to Melly Mel. I'm supposed to do a collabo with him. I'm supposed to do a collabo with my man Boogie Black. He's got a nice record out too now. Me and him and Will
Trax might be doing something in the summer. Half Past Three, yeah, that's my man.
That's a killer beat right there. That's slamming. So I'm going to do a couple of collabos, and then I'm going to put out another single. I'm going to keep it a secret, though. This is going to be sick. This single that I'm working on now is going to be sick, man, but you're going to be one of the first to get it. So,
summertime. No doubt.
Yeah.
When it comes to Inquiry, what makes you different from everybody else?
I think my voice is a little different than everybody else. My show is crazy. I put on a energized full show where a lot of crowd participation. And I'm clean, man. My rap is clean. You know, the whole family can enjoy it. And I want my songs to be classics where you can hear them at block parties and weddings and hear them for the next 15, 20 years. And so far, Old School Parties has become a classic because everywhere I go, people say, yo, I know that song. I heard it before. You know, so...
Wow.
It's a good thing, man, to keep your music clean and fresh, and people just want to dance and have fun, man. I ain't trying to kill nobody. I ain't trying to rob nobody. You know, it's just fun.
Exactly. Just have fun. Exactly. Well, Inquiry, I want to thank you for joining us. What I want you to do is give everybody all your information one more time.
Okay. I'm going to go real slow because it's a big name to pronounce, to spell out. It's Inquiry. It's E-N-I. Q-U-E-I-T-Y. You can hit me up on Facebook. You can get the song Old School Party on iTunes. And if you put in Inquiry on YouTube, all my my shows and all my records come up on YouTube. So that's the best way to hit me. If you hit me up on Facebook, I will respond to you.
No doubt, Inquiry. Yo, I really want to thank you. It's definitely an honor. Please send me those exclusives so we could definitely send them out, rotate them. And everything.
Yes. And I want to give a shout out to my man Kev Ski before I go, man. Good looking out, man. You're a good brother, man. I really appreciate all the help Kev has given me. And to you, Rich, thank you for having me on the show, man. It's a big help. Trust me, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah. No doubt. Yeah, Kev, he's a good dude, too. I got to call him before I think of it.
What's up.
I definitely got to call him. But yeah, yo, it's definitely an honor to have you on, and you're welcome back anytime. It's never a problem.
Appreciate it.
All you gotta do is all right,
cool.
Right? Let's make it happen. You know, you're gonna put all you right, in the
baby,
magazine.
I appreciate
and all
it,
that.
Man. Thank
all
you.
All right, Inquiry. Thanks a lot. Inquiry,
right,
Dodds and Davis. All right, that's it for tonight's show. I want to thank the callers. I want to thank the listeners. I want to thank all my guests. But most of all, I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. I want to wish y'all all a happy new year. It's going down. 2014 GQ College is taking this to a whole nother level, baby. All right? Don't forget, we got 9 different episodes, 12 different hosts. Sunday, from 7 to 9, we have Spiritual Sunday with Miss Lavina Polite, bring you the most powerful gospel ministers, evangelists, pastors, elders, the most powerful ministers, pastors, elders, and evangelists that you could imagine, playing gospel music, also quoting scriptures of the Bible, feel free to call in and give your testimony. That's 7 to 9, Ms. Lavina for Life Spiritual Sunday. Then right after her, from 9 to 10, we have Crossroad Temple with my man, Brother Timothy Scribby Hunter. That's right, Brother Timothy Scribby Hunter from the legendary group Atlantic Star. And he be interviewing the best hip-hop gospel and gospel acts out right now. At 7 to 9, Spiritual Sunday, 9 to 10, Crossroad Temple. Then on Monday, we have UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio with the Mayor from 8 to 9 p.m., playing the hottest up-and-coming artists and pioneer music never heard before from 8 to 9 on Mondays. Then right after him, from 9 to 11, we have Love, Life, and Loyalty with Miss Deanne Lane from 9 to 11 on Mondays. So you got 8 to 9, UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, 9 to 11, Love, Life, and Loyalty with Miss Deanne Lane. Then on Tuesdays, you're back with the Mayor, GPS, GQ Palace Sports, doing it how he say it, hard body karate, bring you the bigger picture in sports on Tuesdays, 8 to 10. Then on Wednesdays, from 7 to 9, you have Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, Angie, Rachel, and T, discussing their grown and sexy topics and playing the hottest old and new slow jams and R&B. Then right after them, on Wednesdays, from 9 to 10, you have Fall Out Comedy with my man, comedian Rakim Chicky Chick Stingleton, bringing you the funniest jokes on a radio live. And then on Thursdays from 8 to 10, you have Reality and Relationship with KL and Tiffany Belvin, bringing you that truth to the matter feedback on relationships and letting you know what's going on around the world and the news today in reality, putting it down for you. And then on Fridays, you're right back here with Rich Money, your host. Once again, I want to thank all the callers, all the guests. GQ Palace thanks y'all for this year, 65,000 listeners and rising. We want to wish y'all a happy new year. I am your host, Rich Money. This is the last show for 2013. We definitely taking it to another level, and we're going to set it off with Blurred Lines. We out of here. I'm your host, Rich Money. Have a safe and
blessed holiday. It's fun, baby!
For sure.
Not many women can refute it, tripping. I'm a